May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
The Mexican national holiday.
Some stations are giving away trips to Cancun.
Some are giving away trips to Mexico City.
But we're bringing Mexico to you.
That's right.
We're giving away Mexicans.
Real live Mexicans.
Ay, caramba.
We'll be smuggling illegal aliens across the border in the wheel well of the station van.
Then we'll give one to you.
Imagine your own personal Mexican.
They'll wash your car.
Clean your house.
Pick your crop.
Anything you want.
Because if they don't, you'll have them deported.
Adios, amigo.
Be the 10th caller when you hear this dial. And win a Mexican.
Members of this station and their families are not eligible to own Mexicans. Saving and delousing of Mexicans is winner's responsibility. Station assumes no liability for infectious diseases carried by Mexicans.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo in your own home.
Every day.
With your very own Mexican.
Keep listening to win.
Pirate radio is a really good thing. Don't hate the media. Become the media. Pirate radio is a really good thing.
That's right. It's 9 p.m. on Sunday night on Rand Radio, and it's time for What the Hell. If you like this show, ICQ your friends about it. Rand Radio's ICQ is 51558. To keep informed of the goings-on at Rand Radio, to chat with us during the show, go to www.randradio.com and click on chat. Or if you're IRC savvy, go to the downlink servers in the Rand Radio channel. If you want to send death threats, you can email me at info@randradio.com. And now, here's the host of What the Hell, Samarion!
Are we on? Almost.
Hey, hey! No one from the body today!
Driving 14-year-olds across the nation insane.
That's right.
Oh, wait. Are we on the air?
It's Raven Lunatic.
It's Raven Lunatic. With wet hair. Somebody get on the camera while she's got wet hair. Oh, yeah. Are you ready for this?
James, get in the way.
Get in the way.
Get on the camera.
Zoom on the camera. Oh, yeah. Now do that thing. Now, this is Raven Lunatic. She incessantly, she's not doing it to pose. She really sits around and sucks on her fingers all day. How long can she go before she starts licking her fingers? One, two.
Three, four.
There it is. Oh yeah, it's fucking good. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Play with your hair. Oh,
oh yeah.
Make love. Oh yeah. Oh,
the camera.
Make love, baby.
Oh,
work it.
Yeah.
Make love to the camera, darling.
See?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Sexy.
Yummy.
It's fucking porn on Rant Radio.
That's right. We'll do anything.
Ratings week.
We'll do it all for our rating, because they're fucking
cool. Ratings week.
All we want to do is...
Hoongan Midget, did you go and change fucking glands on me? I thought you were a gargoyle. God kill you.
Hello, girl on the left. Welcome back.
Girl on the left. We miss you. We thought you didn't want to come and join us anymore, because you were scared of cultism.
Hated us. And our evil cult.
Ah.
I'm assuming my glass.
I want this over a bit.
Hey, be happy she didn't eat your chocolate bar.
I'm going to move this over a bit.
I don't know.
You're what?
You want a mango?
The one that was on the stove? There's one on the stove. Did you make that one?
There's one on...
I just have a spoon in it.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
Stole my glass.
Anyway.
No big deal. So, hello, Fourier.
Now,
hey,
now that
Fourier,
we've got
we just
the
joined on MIRC.
Out. Who did?
Fourier. Fourier is one of the cult members. Yeah, Fourier.
He's been around a while.
Fourier's been around for a while. He's also a cult member. I haven't gotten back to him because I've been a busy bitch.
Well... Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome to the What the Hell Show on Rand Radio. It's April 2nd, 2000, week number 66.
April Fool's.
66.
April Fool's.
Of What the Hell, April Fool's, and the stupidity you've been waiting 6 days and 22 hours here in front of the possibility of 6 billion people.
That's correct.
Right on. Here we go.
One place for one time only.
You know it's
Rant
fucking
radio.
Sexy.
You
You know it's good. You love it.
So... Welcome back, all you crazy, crazy people.
So here we are. We're all in the house.
You have too much schoolwork? That's a darn shame.
Oh.
School? Much what?
School?
Schoolwork.
Schoolwork.
Just put it on.
Can I just say something? Stay in school, not because it'll do good, because it'll basically won't let you have a job like mine, where you get to do, count them, 56 hours of work in 4 fucking days.
Woohoo!
You sound like a contractor.
You don't look like you're Mexican. I thought Kilroy was an Irish name.
Now, wait a second. Aren't they treated the same way in England?
They are, though. They are. Yeah. It's just everybody has their turn on being, you know, persecuted by the Americans. Was the Irish. Now it's, well, now it's everybody who's brown.
Yeah, get
if you're
line.
Brown,
get in line.
Americans hate you.
That's right. We're going to go around the room. We're going to see who is here. Hey, Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
She does
oh,
only
yeah.
put her
She's
finger
going,
in her mouth.
Oh,
she doesn't
yeah.
do that any other time.
She does it.
She just did it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Okay, but yeah, then why are you sticking your tongue right up to your knuckle?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, uh-oh, somebody
else. Wow, that tongue can
you
really go the
it.
Distance.
You love it.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
give this one a microphone.
Hello.
Just out of my chest.
What? Your old Uncle Dak.
Old Uncle Dak.
Old Uncle Dak.
When I turned 34.
Oh,
34.
No.
You're the fucking old guy.
No, actually, Projectile Vomit Man is... But
are you the fucking old guy?
He's 36.
You're like old enough to be my dad.
Look at the camera. Look at the camera.
Years old.
Look at the camera. It's right. your turn.
Hi there. Woohoo! It's me looking sporty in my CIA camouflage. This is I'm on pass from Vietnam to go to Saigon for just a few days before we go back to cutting down fucking small children in villages.
Gee, burning Vietnamese.
Well, isn't that?
Why does that sound like a good idea to me?
Hey, hang on.
Hey,
settle down.
Hey, now.
Settle down. Mind you, he's all dressed up and good to go for that Zippo raid.
We are, though. We are. Okay, so...
Over here.
My life.
Medic.
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 Okay, so we have Medic in the house. And?
200% sexy Projectile Vomit Man.
Oh.
I have
too much man.
I have to find
camera.
My motivation.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
All of his voice.
It's his voice
that ears, he wants. Yes. At least you're not seeing it.
Once again, if there's people in the house who are going to be and are considered to be cult members, everyone who has sent in their return questionnaire, I have not replied to you, but suffice to say, Mr. Echo, as well as Fourier, as well as, I'm trying to think of the other guys who sent in their questions this week, you are qualified cult members, so you can put your clan name on the front of your name right now. Yes, you get to win. You come on down. You get to be in the pit when we go against the fucking cops.
Wow.
That's right. My mic is not off. Fuck up. Is my mic on? My mic's on. Someone says...
That sounds like a bomb
well,
going
I can
off.
Hear
microphone
everyone.
Abuse.
Sorry.
We can hear everyone. And
sorry, we're
we...
good. Can am I? Can you guys hear me now? Can you hear me
beach,
now?
Sean's
Scribe.
Mic is off. Mm. No.
Which beach was this?
Prophet Scribe, can I just say, burn in hell. Burn hell.
Yeah, it was a pretty fucking nice
day. It was a great
was really,
day. I was cruising around. And
really
the
nice.
The top
was
off.
Down.
It was yep. amazing.
Always got my windows rolled down.
I didn't get up until 4 o'clock because I didn't get home until 8:30, 9
o'clock. You don't
o'clock
like the fucking
morning.
Sun. Anyway.
Well, I can't. The sun doesn't like me. I shrivel and die. What do you call that?
Natural selection.
Oh, what you guys just missed, what it was that everyone who sent in their return questionnaire, Fourier, I think Fault Sequence sent in his return questionnaire. All you guys got into the clan you guys wanted to get into. I think Fourier went Gargoyle. And Capone X also made it in. So we have a new cult member named Capone X. Who is also I believe he's a gargoyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's a styly guy who, with this week, when does everyone want to know what's happening with brainwashing this week? I bet you some people do. Do you, you little fucking freaks?
We got to say who's on the IRC.
Who's on the MRC? Oh, we'll go down on the MRC. We have Gargoyle Sim, of course. Fault Sequence, Fourier, Girl on the Left.
Hi.
Hi, girl.
Hi, girl
left.
On the left.
From why below. Are you not here anymore?
And then we, and then
I still remember.
Gone.
Pay attention.
They went away. Tyler not here. Tyler gone. Okay, there we go. Then we have Hoongan Midget, who I think changed clans on me. Then Infobot, of course. OX64. Prophet 4K. Prophet Scry. Prophet Shazbort. The fucking hardcore. Rabbi Jacob. And Smokehouse.
Nice. New. Smokehouse is new.
Smokehouse is a new guy.
Why do I know that name?
And he's from Peoria, Illinois.
Well, Smokehouse, what you want to do from Peoria, Illinois is email me at Kennedy@rantradio.com because we need you.
And mostly we want to know how
the Illinois
plays in Peoria.
Yeah.
Oh,
how does it go over in Peoria?
Both of you need to bleed, okay?
I didn't change
that
plans.
Joke was just to cause Uncle Dak pain.
Okay, I was pretty sure you were a gargoyle there at Titanium, but that's cool. If you want to be a hoogan, that's cool too. It's not. It's only my job to make sure you're cool. After that, you can be as manic as you wish.
All right. Let's talk about news.
I've got some bulletins. Bulletins and letters.
Letters
from our fans.
Goody, goody.
What
do they say?
And I want you to send in letters. If you have any letters that you want to send in praising the show or saying how much you hate us.
Or asking for advice.
We'll give advice. Send it to info@rantradio.com, and that goes to Sumerian.
If we get enough people asking for advice, what I'll do is I'll start up a column called Sort Yourself Out.
Yeah.
And you can just hear Sort Yourself Out and ask me, you know, my girlfriend doesn't like me, or there's a chick in my class who thinks that I'm just kind of a goofball, and I'll give you, you know, advice, answers such as, I think you should stalk and kill the bitch. You know.
Very sound advice.
Of course, we disclaim any responsibility for...
No. You'd be surprised what you can convince a woman to do after feeding her acid for 17 days straight with food and sleep deprivation. Fuck, she'd think you're your mom by that point.
Tell me about it.
Okay, what I want you to do is...
Dress up in a nun outfit and make her think you're St. Mary or something.
No, yeah. Oh, you know, it's good.
Oh, and we've also got a rant from Fault Sequence, so everybody remind me of that if I forget it. We'll play that a little bit later.
Okay.
We haven't heard it. We're just going to play
it's raw, unedited, real, here on Rant Radio.
Don't ever do that again. That frightened me.
Why
distortion.
Is that?
Well, it wasn't too loud, but it's distortion. Bad for the mic.
It's bad for the mic?
Yes.
Oh.
Because microphones have this little thin... diaphragm that absorbs sound.
I don't want to break my mic's hymen.
Oh, nasty.
Trust me, never want to break a diaphragm, ever. Trust me on this, okay?
Work with me here. All right, let's hear some letters.
Okay. First, some just little quotes that people sent in. SunKing68 said, hey, cool radio show, I like it loads. Thank God you're Canadian. See, you guys rock. Funny as hell and not too much highbrow humor. Canadians at their finest. Not taking shit and giving it back three times is bad. Love it.
Sweet.
Thank you, SunKing68.
Oh, yeah. I'm touching myself.
You don't do that.
Oh, it's good. Oh,
God, you're so dirty.
Spank the monkey. Okay.
And, Thrasher from Seattle.
Thrasher from Seattle, what does he say?
He says, hey, man, you guys have the baddest fuck-in radio station. It and fuck, in other words, damn, good tunes. I say, all right. I do have, one question. Do you people, live in Crack City, USA? Or did the one dude, get ripped off by a crack fiend? Anyway, I'm a really mean guitar player. I also teach music theory. Good fucking job.
Where do you teach fucking music theory? At the corner of 5th and Main? Yo, then you hit the fucking next chord on the down slip onto the G. Bang! I dig, you dig, I dig. We all bad. We be bad jamming. Oh, true, true. You know, fucking.
Oh, what's up?
Good
true.
Morning, Mr. Thurston. What's up? You know, what the fuck? How does that shit work?
The fireworks in the
No, that's cool. Seriously, I'm totally not fucking... I'm totally not fucking with you. It's cool. Thanks much. We appreciate it.
We like to pretend to put down people.
Yeah, we pretend. Yeah, I'm not really, but don't take it personally. I hate that.
Take it personally, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go out.
Take it personally, but I'm going to insult
you. Sideshot rant right now. Here it comes, live, coming at you. Every notice you go out in the world, and people come up to you, and they'll say things to you, and you'll be like, blah, 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 and the cop will give you a ticket, and I'll say, hey, man, it's not personal. It's not personal. Don't take this personally. How the fuck am I supposed to take this shit? You're giving me a ticket. I was in the army. They come up and say, you're a worthless piece of shit. You are a scum fuck maggot on the ass of my mama's fucking diaphragm. You are nothing. You are a grabastic piece of amphibian shit. But hey, don't take that personally. Oh no, I know you mean I'm a grabastic piece of amphibian shit in a purely professional fashion. How the fuck else am I supposed to... Oh, you know, you take life so personal. I'm sure... You know, everyone out there in the world has had days where the whole world has conspired against them, and you know it. You know that the world has conspired against you. You know that the world has gone and, actually sided against you, and you got that, you know, from that movie. What the fuck was that movie called? The one where... No. The one where he's on TV, and they're watching him. Oh, what the fuck is that movie? No. With the first one. No. Jesus. The Truman Show. On the Truman Show, he's sitting there, you know, he's going to try to cross the street, and there's oh, wait, and then the marathon runs by, and then people are walking against him, and everyone's they pull a float right there, and it breaks down, and he can't get through the float. That's the kind of shit that goes on in your life. But hey, don't take it personal. how the fuck else are you supposed to take things but personally? What I want to know is how is it that people can just sit there and be so fucking apathetic with their life and accept shit going on like it's absolutely nothing. Like, oh, well, you know, my car got broken into. I won't take it personal, though. No, fuck you. I catch you breaking into my car. I'm cutting off your hands. Why? Call it an Arabic throwback, okay? Fuck you and my not take it personal. It's my life, it's my fucking car, it's my world, it's my fucking deal. So hey, you can suck my cock, and you can take that fucking personal. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
All right.
All right.
Wow.
Well, hi, Brent.
He flipped out again.
Where's this pill?
Medic. No. We thought you were supposed to be responsible for the medication.
Took it. Evidently, we need stronger doses.
I know, man. Don't take that shit personally. Anyway, back to the mail.
That's right.
Back to the mail.
Remember our listener in Bosnia? Remember he sent in a little thing I said a couple of weeks ago? He sent me a whole letter, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
Great letter from John in Bosnia. First, congratulations.
No. This is a guy in Bosnia.
This is a guy who listens to us in Bosnia.
This is a... There's another guy. So, what did he say?
First, congratulations. Your station's kicking some ass. I've checked a couple times in the last 2 days, and you're always at near or max listeners on Shoutcast. 410 listeners ain't bad. Well, there's something screwed up with our stuff. No, we have 410 listeners all day long.
We have 410 listeners. Be quiet. We're mighty.
No, we're fixing that. Second, blah, blah, blah. More pipe. Again, your streams are always full. I can't tune in, which sucks for me. But is this really about me? Hell yeah! Is there a preferred customer account I can log into? I don't want a platinum rant card or anything, but just a little leverage in the light of my austere predicament. Think of it as your little bit for those doing their little bit king and country. This can be your contribution to freedom and the stability of our less needful neighbors. Your 2 bits towards a continuation of peace and civilization. This gesture, although seemingly small, and is indeed small as the pebbles that make up a cornerstone of foundation. Will you be that pebble in this tarmac of liberty, or a pothole full of mucky water and grit on the bumpy road to discomfort? Mankind is calling upon you. You empowered few hold this martyr's hope in your gentle hands.
Damn, you can get fucking eloquent in a foxhole.
No kidding, huh? He's typing on his laptop and his wireless internet. I keep missing your show, be it due to work, travel, or just sleepy, and I get rarely to catch the What the Hell show. I've actually woken up at 5 a.m. twice just to get into the office to hear the show. But wow, does it hurt. Not that I'm unwilling to make that sacrifice. It's just that it's too damn early on a Monday.
No shit.
What the fuck?
Wow.
This guy, gotta get up early, because what the hell is going to happen? Mind you, what a way to prime yourself for the day.
You're hyped. You're ready to go.
Son of a bitch in Bosnia got up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
To listen to us.
Just
wow.
Crazy.
Fucking wrap your head around that.
Well, what do you mean? With one of your rants, you wind him up for the entire week, he's good to go.
I can't actually listen to my own rants. Like, if I listen to more than 3 of my rants in a row, I'm like, I get nosebleeds and shit.
He gets violent.
It's
bad.
Violent! It's like, you make me violent! But, like, seriously, it's like, wow, I'm the guy who does, like, all those screams that you get fucking sound clips
from.
He
makes Pantera seem like Michael
Bolton. It's just like, it's fucking bad, man. Like, wow.
The next part, do you record the show, perhaps for posterity? Do I record the show?
Does he record the show?
This is Gargoyle Cimmerian, who's recorded his own birth.
I've got...
From the inside.
I've got 46 videotapes. 46 shows on videotape. Yes, that's right. Almost 100 hours of What the Hell on videotape.
You know
what? Coming to a theater near you.
If this guy here gets up at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning,
listen
to the show... I think that son of a bitch should get some fucking shows.
No kidding.
I don't
know.
Saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a
holy
good idea.
Cow, man. You know what I mean?
Doesn't even need to phone in.
Like, that's might. That's might.
That's amazing.
You know? And
that is good.
You know what? The thing that's pissing me off is C-Fox right now in Vancouver is running this contest because they brought Pearl Jam. Oh, what a great band, Pearl Jam. Jeremy Spoken. Wait, you're a grunge band that didn't die.
You made it to the zeros.
Great. Oh, wow, you're so good. Yeah, you and STP are, wait, can I tell the difference? Anyway.
There is a difference?
No, fuck it.
Price is the difference.
In any case... They're running this radio.
What doesn't have one of the key members doing time?
Yeah, they brought them up here, And now they're only giving away tickets. So they run like contest after contest after contest. Now I'm all into radio contests.
Yeah.
But I'm not into radio contests just for the bullshit of it, man.
Well, like, they're running the radio contest so people will listen.
Yeah, that's all
just
we want.
Just to listen.
We're not... Cause
you got to listen to the next 5 hours
for us to win these tickets.
For
1 second, this whole conversation, nothing personal, guys, is moot. Is moot. Because, I mean, we're talking about commercial radio.
True. They're in it for the money, not for the listeners.
Could commercial radio suck anymore? Because I'm like, really? I mean, if it does, it'd be a date for me. I mean,
they're there to spread the good music. That's all they're there for.
I looked up commercial radio in a encyclopedic dictionary. It said soulless vacuum.
It is.
Wow.
It's pretty brutal, man.
It showed a picture that looked like one of the ninth planes of hell or something like that.
My background.
It says also, maybe an MP3 archive for your FTP site is in order. Then the silent masses and I could catch up on your missed shows and maybe sleep in tomorrow. What do you say? Well, we do have archived of our MP3 shows, and I'm going to put it on the IRC right now.
Dun, dun, dun!
We can speak.
Roof, roof, roof.
Good, Ubu.
Do you know any more?
Yeah, that was, what, new rap song or something?
There it is. I suggest you download after the show because it's massive and you won't be able to hear it. Commercial radio, see payola. That's right.
It's pretty fucking brutal. Speaking of things to download after the show, now we estimate that probably about half an hour after the show.
Oh, yeah, half an hour to 45 minutes. I have to compress it.
Okay, 45 minutes. Now, just bear in mind, brainwashing was done.
It's done.
And
I can play you parts of it, but it is done.
It is done. Do we want to maybe... no, we can't do fuck all. What we're going to do...
If we're lacking 45 minutes of content at the end, I'll play it.
I'm just going to throw like a teaser on just so they could hear. Because the sound levels are good on this one, unlike the last brainwashing show, where it's like, hi, it's Sean Kennedy, and the... I got Sam to do the sound levels on it because I can't mix worth shit. So... Sim did all the sound levels, and this episode of Brainwashing is 61 minutes long.
Oh yeah, you get full content.
I didn't think you could actually speak that long.
I didn't actually. I got 14 minutes of a radio interview. I ripped from another radio interview.
So you use that point to breathe, right?
Well, it was 21 minutes when I recorded, but I chopped the other interviewer completely out of it. So it sounds like I'm the only one who spoke to him.
It's like a monologue.
A total monologue because, you know, we don't want to give anybody else a plug and fuck them. And it's amazing. It's a totally good episode. You guys are going to get right off on it. It'll be available.
This guy's really, really smart.
It should be
Jello Biafra of technology.
It should be available by midnight tonight.
Yes.
Who's hard?
Pacific Standard Time.
Who's hard? Who's hard Sean's enough to stay up to get it? Who's hard enough to stay up till midnight to download?
We're talking about a bunch of little 14-year-olds who are already staying up to 2 or 3 in the morning if they're on the fucking East Coast, so listening to this. So these kids aren't hard. They're stupid. Okay, I love them. I love them all, but they're dumb.
They're the future. They're the future of this great nation.
I'm hanging myself right now.
The only thing
that
keeps them in one place for 5 minutes at a time is Ritalin.
They're running around the room with the stereo up.
You know why? You know why? Because they're angry. They're angry because their world has turned to shit. Nobody's listening to them, so that's okay. They can come listen to us.
I'm sorry, but I was here before them, and the world was already shit when I got here.
Well, no one's blaming you.
No, I wasn't.
We
saying,
should,
wasn't
but we
say,
don't.
I wasn't saying it was my fault that the world, or even my generation's fault that the world.
Well, we've already discussed
I'm saying
it was
my parents' fault.
It's all Sean's fault.
Yeah, it's all my
Sean's
fucking fault.
Blame it on Sean.
I'm the one. Fucking Nuremberg. They were looking for me. I'll tell you that. Everything winds up being my fucking fault. Your day was shit. Blame Sean. That's right. It's my fucking fault.
Also, Sean, remember Chris King was the ringleader. So he was the one to
blame Chris King.
Yes. If anything ever happens. Blame Chris King.
Yeah, my will was not my own.
I play Dungeons and Dragons. This is Ozzy Osbourne and was led by Chris King's money-grubbing scam. He said that if I send him $20 every day that I would eventually be a really rich man. The more I give him, the more he would give back. So. Does not work that way.
Hello, my name is Eric and I have a problem.
Yeah, no shit.
I sent too much money to Chris King and now the fat cocksucker's not going to be around and he's going to send me to jail and he's going to try to pee on me while I'm going to chew him around. I'm sending him shit to burn jail.
Right.
Here you go. God damn it.
Okay, somebody take the straw out of that man's nose. Okay, that's what happens when somebody grabs hold of the drinking box and thinks it's really funny and then squeezes it really hard.
What are we doing? Blame Chris King. Blame Chris King. La, 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 la. The Shazboard has 22 soda cans on his desk.
Oh, you are priceless. You're a priceless girl on the left.
This is why I want you here. Why are you not here?
That's right.
Don't give us that school bullshit.
We're just not buying it, okay?
All right, what is this huge thing you got here?
We have another letter from a listener.
Okay.
His name is Ryan Beep.
Can we get, like, the, you know, the abridged version?
Hey, what's up? My name is Ryan
Andrew.
Beep.
Beep. Well, we don't want to give his name.
I'm a 27-year-old programmer at a network solutions development company in Houston.
Oh,
what the fuck is a network solutions?
Network solutions.
Network solutions are the people that give out the .coms.
Oh.
They're a big company, okay. Let's say. They've made billions.
And I'm in love with your station. It's like I visit my own version CD collection. All the commentary is awesome. That are missing Houston. Houston's pussy-ass radio station.
It has all the elements that are
Texas
missing.
Texas radio stations are fucking pussy.
What do you mean? They play country and Western.
I good music DJ is something interesting to say. Would be very interested in getting a spot on your station as a DJ. Very outspoken, extremely to the point with my ideas, and hate people who hide their reasoning in reference to social norms and conventions. My musical tastes are very narrow. In fact, I hate all of these... idiots who I run into who tell me they listen to everything and think that it's such horse shit. Take one look at these ass cracks, and they know that there is not a single fucking song that we would both like, but they're telling me I like all kinds of music and I'm really open-minded. What I hear coming out of these cum dumpsters is a mindless idiot which will listen to anything that's put on the radio. Enough of that. My musical taste basically consists of three genres, which I'll try to box onto some over-marketized buzzword crap. I really like heavy shit with some electronic feel to it. Static X, Ministry, Slipknot, Deftones,
Nine Inch Nails,
Raised in Black, Marilyn Manson, etc. I like techno, meaning music.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I can find that now. Music made with computers and technology, Moby, Crystal Method, Jam, Spoon. This guy's fucking on it.
Yeah.
Spoon! Okay, somebody, who's got a pen for me?
Because
I don't have
spoon.
My palm with me right now.
Here's a pen.
And a piece of paper, which is the next thing to make a pen work.
Ah, an old-fashioned Palm Pilot.
Yes, the Y2K Palm Pilot. I just want to keep track of something.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Raven Lunatic leaving.
Static X and Spoon, because I want to read because God knows. So Spoon, who has time to keep up with these techno subgirls. There's another thing I hate. That's all these little West Coast jazz bunkhouse cheesecake sprinkle shit. And then I think of the whole electronic girl band thing that's going on. Portishead, Baby Fox, Sneaker Pins. Haverponic. Whatever the fuck they are. And this is about it. There are other types of music that I can't stand, but these are I pay for pretty much. Things I pay for are pretty much in these areas. I must say I really hate all this pussy alternative rock shit they play on the radio. Matchbox 20, Third Eye Blind, etc. In this town, that shit makes me want to kill. They say Marilyn Manson makes kid kill. I say fuck that. When I was 16, this kind of pussy radio horse shit and the jock idiots
that listened to it made me want to kill.
Wow, could I ever go off on my Columbine shooting rant here, but I won't bother. Please insert Columbine rant here.
And remember, wear your trench coat.
And remember, wear body armor. There is another thing that I can't understand about these radio crap. I spend a lot of time in the gym. Can't understand how these idiots in the gym go crazy working out to Shania Twain. The rest of the shit these big stations play. That don't impress me much. Yeah, that's what I need to listen to while I'm trying to push myself hard in the gym. Some NSYNC. Yeah, that will get me bumping to push my limits. Anyways, I just moved to my new apartment. I'm thinking about getting a cable modem hooked up so we can have whatever equipment is needed for me to be able to DJ. Also, being a programmer is a large company. I have access to the
necessary skills and resources to pull off the
tech side.
So, I just thought, he's a cool guy. He wrote all of that. And I said, well, we're not accepting DJs, but you wrote a lot of stuff. So I thought I'd get it read on the air. He's just got the same kind of attitude as us.
I'm going to put it on the spot. I personally think that we should have DJs.
Yeah, I know. I think so, too. But the technology's not there, and these people fight.
That's true.
If you want to be the general manager of the radio station, go right ahead. I'm not going to be.
I had to calm
these people down.
I would actually have no trouble, because, you see, I would have a very simple rule.
Yeah.
Do what I say or leave. I have no problems because, you see, I have nothing invested in it.
Unfortunately,
I don't
have the technical skills to do that, but you know what? I do, and I probably could do that. We should talk about that.
The technology isn't quite there yet.
Yeah, you see, but I have nothing invested in this because I don't like any of that music. So.
No, but the point of the matter is yeah, it would be cool if we could get, like, a radio show going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Soav has his radio show that he
That'd be doing. Really cool, but I tried it, and I scrapped it. And I tried it again for a little bit, then I scrapped it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, that's when I came aboard.
And it just didn't work, believe me.
Yeah, you're probably
it
right.
It was fun.
But nonetheless, you're a very fucking cool guy. Email me at kennedy@randradio.com. We need to
That's
we need guys
right.
So,
and also, I got to throw this out. I'm thinking of making some T-shirts. For Rant Radio, well, I am
Sexy.
Doing some T-shirts. You can see this one on the webcam that I have on. I made this one myself. Yeah, what I'm thinking of is black ones. So if anybody out there can do some research and look for some online...
Pass that buck.
I'm doing some, too. I am. I'm waiting for, like, 5 emails from 5 different online companies.
Okay.
Get some quotes for black T-shirts with white print on it. You know the logo on the back of this T-shirt and a little one on the chest. So find some cheap ones, and we will make them up and order them. Preferably, what I'm looking for is one that'll do them on the fly. I send them the logos, and when people order them, they get made and mailed to the person that ordered them.
Wow, you don't want much.
No, there are places that do that.
Where?
I don't know. I've seen them for other products, but... I think it might have been for T-shirts, too, but I've lost it.
Well, we'll fucking find out. We'll find out.
So, info at rantradio.com or ICQ me 51558.
Which would be very, very cool.
Yes. So, we can get to news of the week in a few seconds after I cue this intro.
I got 2 things for news of the week. I don't know if you included those stories, but I'd like to mention some things.
Probably not.
What do you got on the go, Doc?
Okay, I don't know if anyone's been following the news locally, but we had a couple of young girls here who last week who died because they went off the trail.
Now,
all I have to say is, it's you know, it is
okay, wait,
a shame.
Let's bring it in perspective. We're talking about snowboarders here.
Yeah, snowboarders
yep.
who went off the trail, passed a sign that says, literally said,
you will die if you leave
will
the area.
If you leave the area. Death is
imminent.
If you go outside, death can occur is what the fucking sign said.
Two words. Natural selection.
Yes, exactly. Look, I mean, I'm sorry that a couple of 16-year-old girls basically died, and to their friends and family,
They were kind of cute.
This is a life, you know, changing kind of experience, but all I have to say is, if you're that fucking stupid to do it, you deserve to die. Mother Nature doesn't like you. Okay, she's not out there. This is not like it's not the wilderness areas as you see there are not a giant fucking nature park. If it's the real world, Mother Nature will bite you in the ass, chew you up, and eat you because all you are is fucking meat. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you think you are. It doesn't matter how important you even your family tells you you are. You don't matter for shit. You're nothing but fucking meat
nature
waiting to die.
Nature will crush you.
No, I mean...
And you don't have to worry about taking it personally because you're dead.
Seriously. I mean, I can't understand, like...
They see it. It happens all the time. Like...
Yeah. What,
10, 20, 30 people a year. They see it in the newspapers. They see it on TV. Let's go off the trail. And we'll be okay because we're us.
And basically, these people basically... What was this? Girl on the left. And the next day, some idiot poses crossing in the exact same bear with his board in front of the Vancouver Sun. Hi, Mom. Yeah, exactly. You see, people like this need to be... I'm glad they actually fucking die because what it is if you're this fucking dumb, you deserve to be taken out of the people.
Yeah, if you're not going to die on the slopes, you're going to die somewhere else crossing the street.
Think of the mountains and those restricted areas as the chlorine.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm kind of glad.
Definite Darwin Award nominee.
Not only that, but...
Hey, there's no Mr. Yuck on this bottle. Glug, glug, glug.
Prophet Scribe has a good point here. And how about the kid who dies pursued by the police, but they blame the cops?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, mostly they get some innocent person gets hit during those chases.
Yeah, but then they blame the cops. The criminal's getting away. Now, bear in mind, this is kind of a weird option because generally, well, I pretty much hate cops.
Yeah.
So.
But they're only racing away quickly because they're pursued by cops.
However, like, if I don't hate the specific cop in general. Like, I don't hate Bob Jones, who happens to be a cop. I just hate the cop.
No, I don't think you really hate the cops. I think you hate the fucking government that's behind it.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel bad for the cops, and I'll really feel sorry when I pull the trigger on them.
But what are you going to do? It's a free ride for criminals. I'll speed to 150, and that's their limit, so I'll get away. it's automatic. If this car can go 150, I can get away because in the cop's handbook, they're not supposed to pursue up to 150 kilometers an hour.
So if you want a good getaway car, don't drive an import.
But right now, it's up to the cops whether it's a dangerous pursuit. Some people don't want them to pursue because people get hit.
Profit 4K is basically telling us about a wonderful little one where apparently these kids kept TPing this girl's house. They then got in the car because the dad was coming out to chase them. They got the bright idea of turning off the lights, and they slammed into a telephone pole. Well, guess what? Except for the driver. Okay, that is a shame because, you know, if I was like the cop on scene, knew the situation, you know, like, oh gee, her neck, you know, stepped on it a few times there. But no, I'm serious.
No,
I mean, anybody who's like this fucking stupid deserves to die, and they don't deserve your fucking sympathy. The family and friends deserve your sympathy.
The dad's on trial for that.
The dad's on
trial.
You've got to be kidding me. Like,
oh,
what kind of fucking idiocy is this?
What, your dad is on?
No, this guy's dad. The kids.
I realize that. I'm just saying, motherfucker, I'd be on trial, all right? But I wouldn't be on trial for that shit. You're going to put my ass on trial? Motherfucker, I'm going to commit a crime. Yeah, that sucker who served me those court papers, his head's coming off. That's how that shit works. Come downstairs. I'm getting your severed head to give me a blowjob. Humma, humma. Why don't you fit in this fucking glad bag? Fuck you, man. You're going out to the fucking curbs. Call a SWAT team, bitch, because I'm packing it all up with claymores. Three knocks later, you're talking to God fuck nuts. You're going to put me on the fucking stand because I chased some kids who were attacking my house? You want to suck my what for how long till it turns what color and I spit what in your face? I don't think so. That's fucking happy horse shit. That's horse shit on ecstasy right there. I'm sorry, man.
Don't sugarcoat it, Sean. Tell us
what
you really feel.
What are you really thinking?
Who's calling it this time?
No, somebody's here.
It's got to be Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Wait. Okay. Somebody's at the door. Thank you, Prophet Fork, for the iPrint.com. That sort of looks like what I want. I'll take a look at that. Do those guys do it on the fly? They have mugs and stuff.
Fork.
We'll get, like, Rant Radio mugs.
Fork's
for all
the
of
shit,
us.
Man. Prophet Fork, you are the fucking bomb. Incidentally, I never dedicated the brainwashing this month, and this month is going to be a dual dedication. It's going to Fork and Capone X, because they've been doing some monster shit. So if those guys tune in, Fork, if you get a hold of Capone X, let them know. That's fucking awesome, the shit you guys have been doing.
So we're going to do News of the Week, and here's the intro.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Severian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Oops. Not what I want to do today. That's sort of an interesting
what?
Yeah, we're estrogen free.
Yeah, we almost had a Kathy estrogen, but she couldn't come.
Kathy?
Oh, yeah, this is fucking beautiful.
Oh, yes, I heard about this.
Because I am so ravingly queer because of this, it's not
no,
even
no,
funny.
And
what's the first
who's queer
thing everybody did when they saw that? They look at their hands.
Oh,
my God!
I'm
first
by
anyway,
that.
So.
Like, yeah. I'm like more gay than RuPaul, according to that fucking thing.
Okay, whoa, Dak.
No, I've got you beat hands down, dude.
No.
I got like a centimeter difference between there.
Oh yeah, the female's higher.
In any case, what we're talking about here is that thing on the BBC News where they say that your finger length will tell you if you're gay or straight. Yeah, wait. Let's take 12-year-old fucking elementary school logic. And
Billy,
apply it to modern day living.
Billy, I have to sit you down. You're predisposed to be gay, so we're gonna have to treat
so
you that way
to,
from
you
now
get
on.
To wear a dress.
Everyone, listen, pay attention.
Billy's
gay.
Billy's gay.
Now,
no
everyone be very supportive of him. Let's all give him a group hug.
Aww. We love you, Billy.
But I don't want to suck dick.
Billy, after school, you and me, gay boy.
Hey,
right.
Billy,
you
want faggot.
You want a chair?
Hey, Billy,
no? Okay.
I heard the news. Don't worry. It's all good from here.
I
kill me.
I'm sorry. You know what? I used to be a rabid,
rabid homophobe.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
like,
you were.
I was fucking, I was like, there was homo sapiens and homosexuals. We should take homosexuals and put them in camps and use their organs for experiments after they've been sanitized so we're going to get affected by fag genes. This is seriously how incredibly fucked up I was. You want to know what changed my mind? This is so pathetic.
It is.
This is so
pathetic. But sometimes it takes that.
Pathetic.
Sometimes it takes
this
that.
This pathetic thing changed my mind. The thing that was my earth-shattering revelation was the film Philadelphia. Isn't that just the sickest thing you've ever heard in your life?
Seen.
So you're telling me media changed your mind?
Media changes your mind all the time.
Oh, yeah?
I never hated teddy bears before I saw To Return of the Jedi. I mean, but the truth of the matter is that, like, never, ever, like, you'll notice that sometimes we make fun of, like, gay people on the show. We make fun of, like,
we make fun of everything.
Kids. Fuck, we make fun of yourselves. Phil, I make fun of Desmond. You know, it's like, everybody takes this shit way too seriously. And people need to fucking, like, Prophet Scribe, I'm gay too, and so is my wife.
You should be happy there's gay people.
You
they're
know,
not
nobody else, out. Nobody knows I'm a lesbian. Anyway, so.
More chicks for you, right? Somebody's gay? That's great.
Well, look at it this way. If you're gay, it doubles your chances of getting a date on a Saturday night.
Well, bisexual.
That's bisexual.
Bisexual. Just go in a room and go, damn, this is awesome.
Ewoks kick ass. Little
girl on the left.
Ewoks kick ass. Okay, here's the next one. Canada called hotbed of cyber terrorism.
Woo!
We kick ass.
We're number one. We're number one.
All others are number two or lower.
And where is that from? I heard that.
Oh, name that movie line.
What is
we
it?
We are number one. All others are number two or lower. Where is that movie line from?
I don't
know. Who knows? Who knows? Put it in the IRC. No one gets it, then.
An American intelligence agency has determined that up to 80% of foreign attacks on U.S. computers either originate or pass through Canada.
Are these guys so fucking cowardly they won't even ask? We're an American intelligence agency? What is it, fucking McDonald's? who is it?
Was this, it was an American survey.
Oh, I see. Fuck you.
FBI!
Oh, FBI!
Oh,
yeah.
The fucking
hacker
big
haven.
Idiots.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hacker haven.
Everything in the internet passes through everywhere.
Yeah.
Blame
just
Canada.
About.
Just blame Canada.
It just means that we're more wired and it has to go through us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Wait, you could put the entire population of Canada in fucking jail in your country. There's only 28
And you wouldn't even notice. And you wouldn't even notice.
Well, what's this? Welsh teenage teen stage attack. A newspaper noted that Canadians... Two can also be the victims of cybercrimes and site reports that two teenagers in Wales were recently arrested. What happened? They forgot to give their money back? What? I mean,
the eight-year-olds originally
carried
on and hacked a 9 e-commerce site in which they believed had stolen more than 26,000 credit cards and the personal information posted to some other hackers.
I think we talked about this one.
That's right. And you know what?
Because corporations rule the world. They can arrest someone in Wales for something that happened over here.
Okay, for the record, they never got Gates's fucking credit card number.
Oh, what was that about then?
That was a lie. It was blatant propaganda. The
really?
Hacker News
well.
Network ran a fucking story on that. They went, no, they didn't get Bill Gates' credit card number. If they did get a Bill Gates credit card, it was a different fucking William Gates.
Yeah.
Because that's not a rare fucking name.
No, Bill Gates.
But everyone's like, oh, in the province, that wonderful fucking tabloid of modern commercialism.
Aren't they exceptionally accurate with their information?
I think it's
a big conspiracy to make Bill Gates actually, he's hired a bunch of PR guys. That's where that whole thing about him having a flat tire on the way to...
I heard of that, too.
On the
oh
way to Whistler Mountain.
Can I ask you a question?
Some guy fixed his tire and he paid off his mortgage.
Oh, yeah,
what
I heard
is,
that, too.
What is this fucking fascination with this nerd? I'm serious. I wouldn't piss on this guy if he was on fire. I mean, if he walked up to me, I don't care about him. Why the fuck does he keep showing up in the...
Personally, if Bill Gates... If I found Bill Gates on the side of the road, first of all, Bill Gates.
Very shortly, not even that.
Bill Gates is
oh,
the richest
how
man in the
awesome
world.
How awesome would that be to take Bill Gates home to your house and make fucking just rabid, like, bad porn films? And I'm like, my balls in your mouth! My balls in your mouth, webcast! My balls in your mouth, webcast!
Baldy man, grab your ass. You tie him up, have the Linux Pegman shoving his nose up his ass, being felched by Linux. Motherfucker, you'd have bandwidth hits from God, man.
Lick the penguin. Lick the penguin.
The penguin with the ribbed beak.
More
That's
people
great.
Have not followed one object more than that bounce. Since the birth of Christ, okay? Go with the squeezy duck, Bill. My balls in your mouth. Penguin up your ass. Penguin up your ass. You know you like it, don't you, Bill? And I don't care if they drag me out and shot me at fucking done. They could strip my skin off with a fucking carrot peeler. It wouldn't make a difference because I'm the guy who fucked Bill Gates up the ass with a goddamn, and they'd have to show it in court. It would have to be seen in court.
Well, yes, just like that other guy who tortured those girls in Toronto, he shoved the penguin up Bill Gates' ass.
And here's the video.
And here's oh, you like it? You like it? Don't you, crazy nerd? Shaggy hair on your glasses. Jerking on your glasses. I'm jerking off on your glasses. Oh, rub it around. You know it's good. I'll be back in 20 minutes. Motherfucker.
Be back in 20.
You know, that would just be, like, way too sexy, man. Way too... No, so sexy. No.
Poor guy.
So sexy.
You haven't got a laugh like that out of me in about 5 years. I'll be honest.
Holy shit, man. Would I produce some vile shit to Bill Gates? I'd be known for the rest of the universe. Linux... Slashdot would erect a fucking golden monument to me on the moon with lasers. Like, oh my God.
Anal exam. What was that?
Okay, here's another page that somebody sent me. Is
me.
It Sean?
Yeah, this is... That's actually...
This is awesome. Nobody did this.
Nobody did that just happen. What is his final exam? But the
eye
fell over, so it says anal exam.
That is so good.
May 29th. Like, wow, that's a fucking tough school to get out of.
We're having
Thank God I don't go to Hutton Middle School. God damn, I don't want to see their senior high.
They need to find out what's in my middle. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You know, they're like, what are you trying to do? Pass geometry? Penguin up your ass. Man, that's bad.
You sick bastard, Sean.
Your own little personal combination of misery and 8mm.
Oh, the 8mm misery in 7.
Oh.
I will never get tired of fucking you with a penguin, Bill.
I have that fat porn guy. Who's that fat porn guy? You know the fat porn guy?
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. Fuck, Ron Jeremy would be like, oh, yeah, right there. That'd be great. Ron Jeremy.
I'll do your movie.
I'll do your movie. Absolutely. Him
Ron
and Rodney.
Known
Hi,
for
Rodney. Yeah, we're here to watch you suck Bill Gates' dick on film. Fucking the ass, penguin. Fucking you in the ass. Oh,
Okay,
sweet.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Wow.
Leave
it Sean once again creates a new cultural icon.
A Linux penguin with a ribbed beak. That's
oh,
great.
God.
Ribbed for your pleasure, but rifled for mine.
Sean also sent me this one. Favorite net... Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck! Oh, Ron!
Oh, I'll authorize you after I get back to my computer. This is not the computer that I have the ICQ on. This is favorite net hoaxes. And the years gone by, pulling off a hoax took a lot of planning and forethought. For instance, when Orson Welles wanted to fool half of the United States radio-listening populace into thinking that the planet wasn't being invaded by aliens.
Wow, would you ever get some serious shouts for doing that today, eh?
Yes, he had to start a theater troupe, get a contact with the CBS radio, and wait until Halloween to broadcast the adaptation to War of the Worlds. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, whoever wrote that, that's really funny and all. But
that's not how it happened.
That's not how it happened. They're totally wrong. He was actually... He was trying to do a radio show, but they said, wouldn't it be scary if we made it like a real radio broadcast?
No.
What
they wanted to do was they were planning on doing science fiction because it was Halloween. So they decided to do H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
So they wanted to make it updated instead of... Because the original thing was supposed to be a report being done by a journalist... was how the story was written by Welles.
And, of course, it was set in England.
In England. So what Orson Welles decided to do, by the way, no relations, decided to do was do it as a radio broadcast because that was the media of the day.
Right.
And so he did it like a radio broadcast. And, oh, my God, because, well, I mean...
People went fucking insane.
And people were stupid and they... didn't catch the beginning of it when they announced that it was just a dramatization of War of the Worlds.
Of course.
And they tuned in
I'd
like
to point out, where was it broadcast?
The United States.
In the United States.
That's right.
No, I'm sorry. I think most people were basically not sufficient. I mean, if you look at the people that anybody...
Well, they think everything is real on the radio.
Because they had never basically been given special effects or things like that anyway at the time. So
that's right.
And but
that's,
yeah,
this is a well-produced show,
say,
right?
We could be watching, like, Cops and aliens could land. We'd be like, fuck you. Unless the alien kicked down my door, I'd be like, fuck you, there's no alien.
But, yeah, however, they could do anything now.
However, I should mention that the same thing almost happened to me and Chris King.
Yeah.
We were sitting here, and this is a few years back. We were watching this show,
Seth
which
Whaley
starts off looking like, hey, it's Inky.
Inky.
It looks like it's a news broadcast of a pair of terrorists who basically have just taken, who have a atomic device.
Mm-hmm.
And it was set up to look like it was the regular news program broke in with this local thing from this local television channel telling about how these terrorists are now talking about the thing. And for the first 5 minutes that me and King were watching that, we're looking at each other going, oh my fucking God, until basically it breaks into a commercial and then we realize they're doing an Orson Welles on us.
But if you think about it, people are still stupid because they believe Blair Witch was real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and they
the
went
town where they filmed that shit
got
taken over, man. People were like heading into the fucking hills. So like,
the locals
are very
were selling
stupid.
Tourists bundles of stick with twine wrapped around it.
I hope
for
they
like
made
$10.
I hope they made a fortune doing that.
I hope they did too.
Here's some sticks.
Have some sticks. Like
$20 a pound
in my backyard.
Yeah.
In my back.
Look, here is a rock. It was like from one of the piles of rocks.
Rocks.
$25.
Wow. Who is that little fucking toy?
Here's the first one of favorite net hoaxes.
Oh, the kidney.
The world of online auctions got so surreal last year, it barely needed any hoaxes to give it color. After all, we saw genuine e-auctions for harvested eggs of fashion models, with bids topping $42,000 in the first day. The costume worn by Mini-Me from the second Austin Powers movie, $3,600, and presumably a sincere guy from Hero... Oh, Nick called Hero from Sunrise, Florida, racking up $5.7 million in bids for one of his kidneys before eBay pulled the plug on the auctions.
Fuck, I'd sell one of my kidneys for $5.7.
True to the form, the hoaxes flooded in. Some of our favorites, including their bid amounts, were 200 pounds of cocaine, opening bid, $10 million.
Boyfriend,
opening a bid, $200,000. Human testicle, opening bid, $100. eBay itself, opening bid, $1.25.
Highest bid.
But the absolute best auction hoax had to be Francis Cornworth's attempt to auction off his virginity. The idea itself isn't the only reason it takes the crown. The 17-year-old sales blurb, with its list of credentials, a proud completer of 400 community service hours last year alone, built the yuck factor. Its use of pertinent detail was also compelling. If you live in Florida, I could probably meet you halfway up to Orlando in my 1990 Honda Civic hatchback. But in the end, it was the geeky photo that won us over. Oh, that's a good one.
That's a gutter.
Like, you're going to pay this guy? Here's to you, Francis. We never had matched the $10 million bid on your lot, but we're still sorry eBay have pulled the plug on your account.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Great.
Oh man. The cargo pants war.
Like, how bad is that that people think you're such a fucking dink that, you know, you'd have to pay $10 million to fuck you?
Yeah.
I'm too sexy for this dirt.
Wait a minute. Nobody said what it was. Like, you could have had, like, some Hell's Angel, like, drug lord fucking, like, I'll give you $5 million and let me fuck you up the ass.
I'll let your virginity go.
I got this lady penguin right here.
I want to know you. I'm going to rape you with a plow.
I love you. I got this Linux penguin right here. It was only used once.
You'll never quite look at the little squeaker again.
I mean, you could auction that Linux penguin afterwards.
No, you missed the whole big scam.
Oh, it's great.
You missed it.
Talking about basically using a Linux.
No, you missed it. We're not going
to
back up.
No, you'll have to find it in the archive.
You suck.
This one bugs.
this one here
bugs the hell out of me and anyone else who has email or ICQ. The AOL factor.
Oh, this is
here
so cool.
Just when you think an amateurish and dim-witted hoax is finally laid to rest, it pops up again with a new lease on life, and out of nowhere is a more prevalent one than Online America Online. The two hoaxes below didn't make it to our original top 10, but they keep resurfacing, so we had to reconsider. The hoaxes that wouldn't die, Hall of Fame. Instant messaging is going away scare. One had to stew a typical hoax element. It has scare tactics. If AOL didn't get 100,000 votes, it would begin charging $15 a month for instant messaging. This is the same as ICQ messages. ICQ is deleting all of your accounts if you don't forward your this little message to 15 of your friends. Drives me insane. Now, why would ICQ want you to do this? Or they're going to start charging you 15 cents a message if you don't forward this to 15 of your friends. How is this a good marketing ploy, a good for their company by flooding their network with messages? Isn't that increased costs? People
yeah, but,
don't even think about it.
But Sim,
yes.
I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this, but you have a brain.
Yes.
The people who fall for this don't.
Yes.
It's very
anyone
simple.
But my friends,
AOL, you gotta wonder
you're obviously operating under the misconception the people you're dealing with aren't human because humans are stupid.
Yes. But all my friends, when they first signed on to ICQ and got this message, forwarded it to me.
Well, because they don't
know. And I reamed them out.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You did.
Drex did. There was one where some kid was fucking sick, and please forward this because we're getting sick. Because you don't know shit about
shit. Sick, and every message that you send, he gets 10 cents towards
some,
his cancer
shit.
Fund.
Right.
How are they tracking that? If they can track that, that's scary.
Yeah.
Or this other one
well,
where you
the
get
one,
the email.
The one I actually forwarded you was some kid, some fucking chick looking for a kid, or there's a missing child, or some shit.
Oh, you get and that all the time. Also, this guy hacks computers. Don't forward his number. Do not accept anything from this guy. I could say that about anyone.
Yeah,
I could put anyone's number, anyone's name, look at his info, find out everything about him, make it look legitimate. John K. hacks my computer. Please forward this to all your friends.
Giant
and it's like,
your fucking head.
Have you done research on this?
Yeah,
or the one where email goes through your email box.
What you're saying is that you're basically annoyed that people out there are fucking stupid?
Yes, and they're bothering me about their stupidity.
Actually,
that's the problem. They can be stupid on their own time. But when it cuts into my ICQ time and I have to answer these messages and email.
There is no your time, their time, Sim. It's all just fucking time. That's corporate.
My bullshit. Time.
No. I hate to disagree with you, Sean, but trust me, there is your time, and there is the time that your job takes from your life.
Yeah, but it's still your time. That
yeah,
you
no. Trust
job.
Me, it's no longer my time because my time is gone. I don't have any time left.
You could always like do shit at your job. Make it your time. You could do shit like I don't know. Piss on people.
Web TV or
I have no idea.
Prophet Fork says, what the fuck is the point of chain letters? I guess stupid people need to feel special too. Snort, I started that chain letter. Cool, huh? Yeah, basically, I think people are putting it out there to see when it comes back to them.
Is Fault Sequence's rant done?
Yes, it is. That's
why
a good time to do it.
Why don't we play it right now?
Okay, we're going to play Fault Sequence's rant. He just uploaded to us. You can upload your rants, too, to ftp.rantradio.com.
There's no editing.
ftp.rantradio.com in the incoming folder.
He may be saying that we're all dinks. He may
you
be
guys
saying
are
that
dinks.
We suck.
He may
we
be basically,
know.
You know...
Of course, we have the power to turn it off, too.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Yeah, you have
let's,
to really annoy
us
to get it turned off.
5 minutes of spanking noises this is just going to cut it.
Yeah. 2 or 3 minutes were funny, but after that it got a little repetitive.
Okay, here it is.
We don't run Washington and no one really does. Ask not what you can do for your country. Ask what your country did to you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Wait, hold on. No, I don't. I don't know about the rest of this country, but I, for one, am sick to death of repeating this pre-digested, mentally programming, government byproduct day after day. Oh, well, you're being un-American. Newsflash, Francis Bellamy wrote the first draft of the pledge. Francis Bellamy was a socialist. How's that for un-American? One nation under God? When was the last time a teacher in the U.S. said anything even resembling a prayer without being fired, or at least making the front page?
But wait, so long as the prayer is etched into our brains from years of mindless repetition, well, that's just fine. Liberty and justice for all? Liberty and justice for all? Justice? Tell that to the people of Waco, Texas. I'm not condoning what they did, but anyone could see there wasn't any justice going on there. People, it's time to wake the fuck up. It's time to start questioning what the government would have us do. Don't allow yourselves to be programmed. Think before you speak. If you want to pledge allegiance to a government that practices mind control on its citizens, go right ahead. But for Christ's sake, do it because you decide to, not because you've been trained to.
Well done. Yeah.
God damn,
well
some done. Independent thought.
Who the fuck let that boy in there? Somebody get him.
That's fucking deadly.
No, we thought our listeners were stupid. Wait.
Listeners are stupid.
You are not part joking. Of the hive mind. Must be assimilated.
I think Lieutenant Major Zombie just kind of skews the whole curve.
Brings them all down.
Yeah.
We'd just like to say that as a wholly owned subsidiary of the CIA, Rant Radio is sending over your prize for an excellent rant right now.
No.
Knock, knock, knock.
Do not move from your position.
Stay in your homes.
Take the drugs prescribed to you by the government. The happiness you have demanded is now mandatory.
Take only the drugs prescribed to you by your doctor or your foreman.
Your chocolate ration will be increased from 4 grams to 2. Oh, wait. That doesn't work.
All righty then. So
should we phone the movie man? Is he, like, completely pissed at us or what?
No, he's not pissed at us.
He's cool.
He's cool.
Okay. We're going to phone up the movie man.
What did we do to piss off the movie man?
No, he misunderstood something that we said last week because he wasn't there.
He kind of came in halfway and heard involving basically, like,
out of context.
He was jerking off on a wall, and I guess he took that wrong.
Because you can take that wrong.
If you recall, last week there was a lot of spanking stories.
We should all tell movie man we love him. On three. 1, 2, 3. We
love you, movie man.
Okay.
Please come home. All is forgiven.
Here it is.
Man, pick up the children.
Here we start.
You.
Have a review for us this week?
I unfortunately do not.
Oh.
You're fired!
You're fired!
Again!
At least I'm here this time.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
That's true.
That's okay.
I should have something for you next week, though.
Cool.
I'm going to go check out a couple of things, so I will probably have something for you next week.
Any video recommendations?
I haven't been into a video store in probably 3 weeks.
Oh my god!
Good for you.
Good for you. Don't blame you, boyo.
Thank you.
Reject the media.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
Oh, well, that's okay.
That's okay.
I got a couple of
He's
stories.
Not paid, neither are we.
Yep. I got a couple of stories this week.
Do you?
So we got our money's worth.
Yeah, we did get our full money's worth.
A whole lot more.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, so you want to... They're kind of...
I did actually see a movie, so I have something.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I saw High Fidelity.
Oh, yeah?
How was that?
Unless you, like Joan Cusack and her brother, whatever his name is.
John Cusack.
Thank you.
Joan and
Don't
John.
Bother.
Don't bother.
Really?
I didn't even see previews for it.
High Fidelity from Bert. Don't bother unless you like these
If you like
another dynamic
Cusack,
review
from Bert.
If you like Cusack, brother and sister, okay, see it because it's another one in their continuous saga.
That's
of,
really sick.
Okay, I'm now
Shut up, people.
Yeah, I'm gonna translate that into Rant Radio speak now. Yeah, we went to go see High Fidelity, and it sucked that bag. It sucked the sweat off of a dead man's balls. It was horrible. It was maggot shit. It was that little stuff that flies leave behind that you think is just dust. It was a dust mite fucking blowjob. It was horrible. It's a liver fluke gone bad. All right.
Girl on the left says, next time I come in, I'll have a video review for a video that I know none of you guys have seen. Uh-oh.
Evil Grin.
Does it involve girls, animated women on the screen doing high fives and throwing fireballs out of their hands?
I actually got I watched something when I got up today that just made me laugh my ass off. And considering the size of it, that's pretty good piece of work.
The mirror doesn't count.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh! Sid just gave a barbed retort. Holy barbed retort, Sim.
Wait,
Sim,
poke,
are you angry?
Are you
need to talk. You need to talk. You need a hug.
Well, let's go in the other room. I need to talk.
What the hell is it? There's some show with these three little girls that
the
Powerpuff Girls. That's the
Powerpuff
Girls.
I
watched.
Could I have a drink of water too, please?
I was really
while you're standing there.
Thank you. The water.
Water, bitch. Water.
Mr. Echo!
Thank you.
Mr. Echo.
Hey,
Mr. Echo, join. Mr. Jekko, Echo, you are so in. Welcome to the call.
Hey, Angie. You're a new person, too.
Cool.
Hello.
So anyhow,
okay, your story. Is it the gross hospital story for the night? Or
actually, I don't really have a gross hospital story because I saw nothing gross this week.
Okay,
but I did.
It doesn't have to
be
gross. It could be funny or interesting.
Kind of.
Thank you very much.
You understand? Okay, two stories. First of all, I'll actually put them in sequence order. Thursday, I get into.
I'll do the intro then.
Okay.
Do you want to
intro.
Do that?
Do the intro.
Do the intro. Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, gross hospital stories is your kind of form.
Well, it's hospital stories.
And these did actually happen. Both of them happened at a hospital.
That's very true. Mr. Echo, you can change your name to your cult name.
Okay.
Just on a segue that in there.
Sure. Here's the intro. Now,
people normally talk. Once again,
it's time.
Gross hospital stories.
You guys are thinking about. You guys are moving to...
There we go.
Hello. Hi, boys and girls. It's your old Uncle Dak.
Hey, old Uncle Dak.
How you doing?
Hello, Uncle Dak. Why are you dressed like a woman?
Come sit in my lap.
Come
let
sit
me
my explain
leg,
it
to
you.
We'll talk about the first thing that pops up.
So anyhow, as I mentioned it a few weeks back, your old Uncle Dak got a job at a hospital again.
Really?
Surprise.
Yay.
Which is kind of a coincidence.
So you're going to have to add to that 5 years
before
soon.
Before that,
huh?
Didn't
you
used to work at a hospital?
Yes.
For how long?
I did. I worked at a hospital for 5 years.
Yes, that's right. Just bringing you back up to speed. The Daxter is back in action. He's new. He's improved. He's just as heavy as he ever was before. Using phrases such as... and ever powerful, ever possible when approached by someone who's asking for directions. Yes, it's true. Daxter, in full effect, coming soon to your hospital. Daxter power. And I'm running, and I have a waffle man! A waffle!
Okay. So, anyhow. I was told at the beginning of the week I wasn't going to be working at the hospital this week.
Oh, okay.
So they call me up.
You're like, damn, what am I going to talk about?
They call me up, and they basically actually put me back in the hospital Thursday and Friday. They tell me Friday I'm going to have to stay for 12 hours because they've got to change an electrical panel.
You're like, great.
Great, yay.
How long does the electrical panel take?
Well, I didn't have to worry about it
on Friday
because Thursday night I'm there for about 2-3 hours when all of a sudden the engineer who's trying to make sure that the panel is still working touches something wrong and it blows up.
Uh-oh.
Wow, blue screen electrical charge. Wham!
We had a small fire. That got taken care of very quickly. And here's the best part. We lost power to the entire west wing of the hospital. So first of all, after making sure that the fire was out, I had to help the engineers run extension cords from the east wing so that nobody who was on a respirator died.
Oh,
okay.
That's great.
Poor little 12-year-old sitting
so
on a respirator.
I ended up...
Last legs of his life.
So I ended up getting stuck there for 17 hours by the time they got everything taken care of. But that's not really the story. Here it is about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's now...
Are you buying a new car now?
Now, so anyhow, it's dark. in case I hadn't mentioned it, this is called Mount St. Joseph's Hospital. It's it's a Catholic hospital. So there's these, you know, plaster saints and Virgin Marys and Jesuses all over the place.
A reasonably creepy hospital.
Yeah, when you're there,
type of girl guide.
When you're there at night in the dark, walking along with a flashlight for your only source of light, this place can be a little creepy.
This is how many a George Romero zombie flick started.
Yes. This is why Daxter has this job and I don't.
So I'm in the stairwell and I'm trying to decide, do I want to actually like try and climb the stairs to go to the next one or just go down the stairs, which is easier because I have gravity helping me, go to the other side of the building and then take the elevator to the top and then work my way around again. This is, gives you an idea of just how damn bored I am and tired at this point. So I hear a sound. Sounds like slip, thump. And I'm like, okay, what the hell is that? About a second later, slip, thump. Okay, I actually did hear something. Is that the pipes? Slip, thump. Okay, now...
Every zombie film that you've ever seen starts to flash within his brain.
No.
At this point, should Sean have been there, at this point I go, damn, I'm in a dark hallway surrounded by religious icons. I'm hearing something go slip, thump, slip, thump. At this point you hear this...
That's the flamethrower warming up, ladies and gentlemen.
And I like, you know, before I go down the corridor, it's like... And the nurse is like, what the hell are you doing? Well, see, I'm in this religious hospital, and I hear this slip-thump shit happening, so I'm going to start, you know, throwing a 30-foot lick of fucking fame down the goddamn thing. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I'm in the stairwell, and...
The really fucking sick thing is Infobot isn't a person, it's a program that just responds.
That is so funny.
Anytime anybody asks who is Infobot, who is Sean Kennedy, or who is Sean K, the program goes, Sean K is the fucking man.
You could send money to the Future Free Sean Fund, Postal Box 1, Langley, BC, Canada. Future Free Sean Fund.
You may as well get that fucking thing started now.
Yep, because you'll need all the help we can get.
Yeah, because it's my fault. God damn, if they put a camera in my face, fucker, I'll be on the cover of Time tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be just
voted most likely to start the Third World War.
Back to Daxter's story. So slip-thump.
Slip-thump. And now my brain is saying, okay, I have to figure out what that sound is. Now, that's the logical part of my brain. The illogical part of my brain honestly thought to myself...
There you go.
Honestly thought to myself, you know... Every movie I've ever seen, this is exactly how the security guard fucking dies. No, I'm trying to figure out, is it coming from above me or below me, when all of a sudden I hear...
Oh, God.
Wow!
This is
I'm going to hit you in the head so far, you're going to turn into a giant pasta mayhem!
And this is playing right into you, what you're thinking.
Going, holy shit, and every hair on the back of my head. And
motherfucker, I'm doing a fucking teleport through the wall with a sledgehammer! That fucking zombie's going to be wondering how the fuck I turned into Jet Li in 10 seconds. Holy fist of the North Star.
Okay, what the hell was that? So I look around, and now I'm certain it's coming from above me. So I go around the stairs. Don't see anything. Go around the next flight of stairs. Don't see anything. And then I come up, and there, standing right at the very bottom of the next landing, is this white figure kind of like hanging onto the side, all different sheets of cloth, everything hanging off of it. And I actually was like...
What the fuck?
Tiny little Chinese lady. We have an ECU on level 4 and level 3.
At least she didn't have grand intestine falling out of her ass.
Now, basically what this means is that, you see, normally with these old people and their dementia, they have alarms on the door. So every time one of these people decides that they're going to go feed the chickens, or whatever the fuck they're doing,
the alarm sounds out in a robotic voice going, danger, danger, old person escaping.
The nurses look over and
stay inside the lines. Lock down! And then the guy from Mr. Book from Dark City goes, shut it down!
And they go over and they heard the little old person.
Chickens are this way.
So that was my first incident. That was the first incident that I basically had to deal with. Now,
Prophet Scribe, aliens.
Okay, now here's the second situation. This is Friday, Now I'm dead tired. I have gotten 9 hours sleep in the last 2 days and have worked over 24 hours in 2 days. I'm fucking dead tired. I'm sitting there. 3.5 hours of my shift have gone by. I've had nothing to do. It's been nice.
It's time for zombie attack. Roll on the random encounter table.
And woman comes in and she says, excuse me, are you the security guard? And I look down at the breast on my shirt and on my elbow and everything. And
dear
I think,
God, I am. And then you break into tears.
I should have. But I'm like, yes, can I help you? Because, you know, she was white, so, you know, you have to be nice to them because you want them to come back, you know.
Oh. Wow, man, I didn't recognize you without your sheet.
Nice hood.
Look, I don't care, I'm being honest.
Nice disclaimer. Zach is the racist.
Zach is not a racist, he just hates everybody.
Exactly. So I'm standing there, and I figure, okay, she's like, we have a small problem. I think somebody's trying to break into a car out there. And I'm thinking, oh, great.
School for the gifted.
Oh boy! So
this is so beautiful.
Get up! I button up my blazer. I reach into the drawer. I pull out my mag light, and I walk outside.
Is this the big mag light? Have they taken away your big?
No,
mag
they've
light
taken yet? My big mag light. This is the only. This is my 4-cell.
This is the lightsaber version?
No. This is just my club version, short club.
Okay.
My little Billy baton, you know.
As the beatings go down, eventually they will not give him a smaller and smaller blast until he uses one of those key late ones. Then eventually they just give him a box of matches and say, go fucking find something.
At that
really
point, he
bad.
Borrows my jerry can, and it's a whole new
thing. Yeah, and he's got a fucking torch walking around.
So I look out, and I see, in broad daylight, this guy, middle of the parking lot. He's wearing, I mean, this guy is the prototypical junkie. If you look in the dictionary, you will find, under the word junkie, you will find a picture of this guy.
Was he white? Ah, junkie.
Yeah, he was white.
Of course he's white.
Did you ask him to come back?
No, just wait for it. So I look over. This guy is wearing blue jeans that are so faded and dirty, they're gray. He's wearing a blue satin jacket, windbreaker, that is so filthy, the satin has lost its sheen. Long, dark, stringy hair, ball cap, and I'm just like, oh, great. So I run over towards him. I run up behind him. Now let's take into account my weight. Each step that I'm basically doing is probably its own seismic event.
About 0.3 on the Richter.
Yeah. Okay, so there's that. I'm wearing boots, so my feet are slamming against the pavement as I run.
And every 15 paces, he throws his head back and lets out a Godzilla-style scream.
I have 45 pounds of keys on me, so I'm jingling like Santa's sleigh during the holiday season.
Jing, 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 jing.
I'm wearing a black blazer, a blue shirt, and gray pants, so I, like, you know, like, I'm camouflaged for, like, nowhere. I have a huge mag light in my hand. I run up behind this guy, and he doesn't turn around. I'm confused. How could he not notice me? By the way, I should mention he's down on his knees, and he has a coat hanger trying to get the door latch up. So I'm standing there looking at this guy, and I come up behind him, and I'm like trying to decide, now what do I do? Because, like, I look at him, does he belong to this car? No.
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 Car.
To any car.
It was a two-door sedan type thing, but it was too new and too good-looking for this guy. I mean, it wasn't a broken-down trailer home, so I didn't expect him to be there near it. So
maybe he just came from work. Works outside a lot.
Yeah, so
gets really dirty.
I'm standing there, and I'm trying to decide what to do. And
use the flashlight, Dak. Don't resist the urge.
So,
is that what Obi-Wan Kenobi said? Use
the
flashlight.
Yeah. So I'm standing there, and I honestly give this guy like 15 seconds. To, like, notice me. Because he's continuing. He's mumbling to himself.
Who the hell is Hugen?
And finally, he pops the door open, and he lets out a little, ha-ha! And he pulls the door open. At this point, I realize I'm going to have to actually do something. So I'm like, excuse me, lose your keys. And he stops. And he turns around, and he looks at me. And his eyes go as big as saucer plates.
That's the big, that accompanied with the cheesy kind of ooga sound that is accompanied with most old cars.
So,
there's somebody in the way of my next fix of crack.
Now he has,
I must deal with him.
Now he has two choices, as far as I can tell.
Relax
at this point.
Or fucking die.
No,
no.
No, I should have given him that option. I didn't have a chance.
Dude, calm down.
He had two choices. He could either come at me, or he could run to the left and have a complete clear run of the
If you run to the left, turn to page 46.
However, there was a third possibility that did not have come to mind at this time, which was made immediately available to me.
There was a third option that I didn't see. You see, he turned left. He turned right, took one step, and slammed his face right into the light post.
That's an option, yeah.
Huge, solid clunk. Falls over right at my feet.
Of course, this is just Dak's edited version, whereas the
I find this version of events highly suspect.
Okay, let me get this straight. You're telling me that you walked out, there was a junkie breaking into the car, he saw you, and immediately ran into a fence post, fucking up his face.
What's that smell?
Smells like bullshit.
I did not touch this guy.
Where's
like,
my hip pointer?
You fucking...
No, of course you didn't.
He ran repeatedly into the pole.
How many times did he run into the pole? Did it work the first time, or did he get back up and really give her?
I did not touch this guy.
No, how many stitches was there, Dak?
There were no stitches.
You're bursting at the seams, man.
There were no stitches. No breaks.
Ladies and gentlemen, please witness the great line going on. He was trying to get a fix. He wasn't cooked. Oh, no, I've got my security guard. Quickly, launch yourself into the pole. It will vibrate your molecules to let you into the nth dimension. Smack. Didn't work. Try again. Smack. Didn't work. Try again. Smack. Repeat process.
And I quote from Uncle Dak's joke book. How many security guards does it take to throw a punk down a flight of stairs? None. He tripped.
Yeah.
I didn't touch this guy.
We don't believe you.
We're going to be at this all night.
Jesus is not going to believe you.
I picked the guy up.
And throw him into the pole.
Now stop it right there. Now rewind this.
Pick the guy up. I put his arm behind his back.
Back into the left.
Back. And to the left.
Put his arm behind his back. I walk him inside the hospital, and I say to Carol, the admitting clerk there, do me a favor. Call the police and call my partner. And she looks at the guy, and the first thing out of her mouth was,
be closer to the mic.
Did you get into a fight again? And I'm like, no, he ran into a pole. And like yourselves, she didn't believe me.
I wonder why. Yeah, did you just kick the fuck out of six Vietnamese guys last week?
Yeah, I can see that. She looks at you. She looks at the guy. She looks down at the flashlight.
Yeah.
She looks at you.
My partner comes up.
He sees the guy. He goes, did you hit him? And I went, no. He ran into a post. And he looks at me like he's not understanding these words I'm saying. Finally, I basically find out the car belongs to one of the nurses.
Is your microphone on?
I don't know. Is my mic on?
It's just going nuts. Okay.
I find one of the car belongs to one of the nurses inside. I get her
to give you a blowjob.
To basically come
Ew.
Out. She finds out what's going on. She thought I beat the guy up too.
Imagine that!
Was she happy about it?
She was, but I
Did
never...
Did you get a phone number out of it?
No, she's married and not that good looking, but...
both those factors.
I never touched the guy. That's the end of my story.
We don't believe you. If you believe Desmond, you can enter your views right now. That's the big question this week on Rant Radio. Did Desmond actually smack the fuck out of the junkie breaking into the car?
Oh, have I ever shown myself to like not admit that I beat somebody up?
True.
Well, your job could be in jeopardy, so you may have just convinced yourself of this lie. So that if they actually put it on polygraph, you'll be so, like, you've convinced yourself of it.
Well, that's the last beating you're going to administer.
Dak, not here. Dak, gone.
We're going to hear this story again in 2 years after you're working at a different hospital
and you're like,
for a different company.
Oops.
And you're like, oh, that guy I cracked the whip with against the post. That was great.
I hate you all.
The truth of the matter is, Emperor Chang, glad you're here. Emperor Chang, I need to know where...
clan you want to be a member of, and I need to know what city you live in, and please send me an email that's not heavily laden with sarcasm that I have to be deciphering through the crypticism of, okay? You're a very funny guy, but I mean, you can
bye
talk
bye,
about
Raven
the Arctic all you want, but motherfucker, I need an email in a goddamn city! That's all! Thank you!
The city?
Jesus
Kennedy
Christ.
At randradio.com. Kennedy at randradio.com. Hey, Uncle Dax.
Oh.
You don't go telling evidence on national shoutcast
radio.
Well, we don't care,
oh,
actually.
Oh, wait, no. He fell.
He
ran into the pole.
He ran into the pole, yeah.
And then fell.
And then he fell repeatedly.
He fell, ran into the pole.
By the way, he had no broken bones, nothing. He just had a bloody nose. That was all.
Just a grazing glance, then?
All right. So what else we got going on here?
Oh, no, I'm just going to play some stuff now.
We're going to play something?
Something. Did I play the Sodomizer before?
Yeah, I've heard on the radio. On the, that's what I think it is.
The Sodomizer?
They played this on the radio?
The one with the hamster and the two.
No.
This is amazing. This one.
So we're going to play some stuff here, and then we'll come back. There we go.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
If you're planning an extended stay in prison, San Francisco, or the backwoods of Appalachia, your posterior is going to take a pounding, whether you want to do or not. But now there's a unique exercise machine guaranteed to toughen you up. From the makers of the Abdominizer, the revolutionary exercise machine that flattens your belly, comes the Sodomizer, a state-of-the-art fitness tool that'll toughen your behind like nobody's business. The Sodomizer is a 21-inch cylinder of solid tungsten steel, fully greased for easy insertion and spring-loaded for repetitive action. Just use the Sodomizer three times a day for as long as you can possibly stand it, and in just a matter of weeks, you'll be able to drop the soap in the shower with confidence.
Order the Sodomizer today. Send $29.95 in check or money order to the Sodomizer, Bend Over in Squeal, Arkansas, 48000. Or if you have your credit card ready, call 1-800-000-000. Extension 000.
Animals don't have a choice. If they're not happy with their place in the world, too bad. They have to live the life they've been given. Humans, on the other hand, don't have to. We have a choice. If you don't like your place in the world, you can get off anytime you want. Suicide. Right? You don't like the way your life's going, you don't like the way you are in the world, anything around you, you can check out anytime you like. Animals aren't allowed that thought. And believe me, if they were, they would use it. There'd be a lot of dogs and cats owned by assholes who live in high-rises diving out the windows. Zebras. If they even had remotely that thought, would take a look at themselves and go, what the fuck? Black and white, the green and brown world. Oh, this blows. I'm just going to jump in the river. I don't have a thumb to work a gun or hold a knife or even open up a jar of pills. I'm just going to dive into the next lion's mouth. Why even bother? Now, monkeys have the opposable thumb, so they could kind of do it the exact same way we do. Now, there's a bunch of people that say, oh, it's against the law. Well, it's only against the law if you do a crappy job. You get caught. Other people say, oh, we should save them. Yeah, well, you know what? Not everybody wants to be saved. Not everybody should be saved. And who are we to force our will upon them? I mean, isn't that one of the joys about being a human? Freedom of choice? Now, it's not all bad. Now, I'm not saying kill yourself, but if you're going to be an idiot and do it anyway, no sweat off of my back. There's a lot of good that could come from it. A little bit of bad thrown in. Some of the things, a job will open. An apartment will become available. There'll be more air for me. They say there's two girls for every guy. If you're a man, there'll be four chicks for me. There'll be more Kettle One vodka for me. There'll be one less idiot in line at the bank who gets up to the window without their fucking slips filled out. I won't ever have to go to the store to buy my favorite salt and vinegar chips and have the clerk point at you and say, they bought the last bag. You won't help change the McDonald's sign to 100 billion served. You'll never get AIDS. You won't have to worry about calories ever. No more. Hey, does this make me look fat? There'll be one less polluting human. You won't have to recycle. There'll be one less car on the road. There'll be more ring-dings for me. 50 or so chickens' lives will be spared. Your fingers won't ever get red from eating pistachios. You won't be forced to visit your grandparents on Sundays anymore. No more church. You'll be saying, hey world, kiss my ass. No more wet dreams about supermodels. No more Barry Manilow. Not for a few years anyway. Wondering, am I a loser? Will be a thing of the past. Say goodbye to crappy Xmas presents from aunts and uncles. You won't have to suffer through a Motley Crue reunion. Fuck flossing and brushing. You'll never lose sleep over a pregnancy scare. Adios, acting. Worrying whether you fit in or not won't be on your brain. See you later, homework. You'll never have to sit through another movie brought to you by the creators of South Park. School's out forever. No more paying bills. You won't have to do chores. You won't be able to run over toads with a lawnmower, though. You'll also miss McDonald's French fries, Bugs Bunny, the amazing electrifying feeling that surged through your body when you kiss someone for the first time. You won't be able to watch the letterbox director's cut of Jaws, candy, living above ground, pudding crust. You'll miss the rush of getting your first apartment. Getting to the point in your life where you can tell your parents to fuck off. I gotta make my own mistakes. You did. You'll miss sex. You'll miss thinking about it, looking for it, sex by yourself. Sex with a partner. Sex with multiple partners. No more summer nights that seem to go on forever. Roller coasters. Naming your kid the name you always wanted. Making a difference in the world. You'll miss the experience and pleasure of hallucinogenics. Watching your neighbor's wife change clothes with her blinds open. A lifetime of masturbating. Watching your favorite team sweep the series. Music. You will definitely miss music. Trying to sneak into your house drunk 3 hours past your curfew. You'll miss the blaze and glory of the 4th of July fireworks. The taste of Captain Crunch. If you're a boy, you'll miss the feeling the first time you reach up a girl's shirt. If you're a girl, the feeling the first time you reach down a boy's pants. You'll miss your favorite coat. Waffles with whipped cream and strawberries. Beating your friends at video games. You won't be around to see what shape and color the new marshmallow and Lucky Charms will be. You'll miss the feeling you'll get when reminiscing about your first love 30 years after the fact. The joy of giving and receiving at Christmas. Skinny dipping. Getting stoned, reading Green Eggs and Ham, and eating like a horse that got loose in the grain bin. Flying cars. Hey, you were born. Finish what was started.
There we go.
Oh,
now you can speak. Isn't that fun?
That's
have one of those.
Feedback.
That actually was really, really cool. I really fucking like that.
I have a copy of that. Good. I can rip that for you. But I think it's missing something that I think I may have to try to fill that voice.
Oh,
somehow.
God.
Yes, stay tuned for Sean's version, another remake of Like Sunscreen Turned Into You, Wear Sunscreen Was, Wear Body Armor. That's right. The fucking man is doing another version of this. Stay tuned. We'll have it posted. Don't worry. We'll try to get it for the next show. That's a big try. I've also got to get the roster all updated and email it out to all you fucking crazy people.
I have got an awesome program that everyone should jump on the bandwagon with.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh,
it
amazing
is
amazing piece of kit.
The
stay tuned.
Uber program of the year, probably. First there was ICQ, and then there's Napster, and now there's something better.
What's better than Napster?
It's called, I think it's probably pronounced Nutella. Gnutella.
No, it's Nutella.
Nutella? Okay.
Yeah, the G silent.
G silent. And there's the web page for all you people who want to download it, and you want to download it. Basically, it is a program that you install on your computer.
Where are you going?
Catherine. And and you specify on your hard drive what files you want to share with the world. And everyone else installs this program on their computer and tells what programs they want to share with the world. And there is no, just unlike Napster, which has a flaw, it has a central server, which can be shut down. This program has no central server, which can't be shut down. So all you have to do is have a buddy who has this program, and they have buddies, and all of a sudden you have 1,000 people connected to your computer, and all their files. And this is not limited to MP3s. You can download WAV files, MIDI files, MPEGs, AVIs, ASFs.
Oh, my God. Is there ever a boatload of porn?
And there's an...
we've been told.
So you've been told. I've heard that there is. And the cool thing this
there's
program...
557,000 files found.
The fact he knows that, folks, scares me a lot.
And just in, I think, 2 weeks that this has gotten somewhat big... it's already almost bigger than Napster itself, which has been out for months and months and months.
Inside of 2 weeks.
Yep. And another cool feature of this, you can watch what other people are searching for.
Which is very cool.
Which is very cool, because you can go...
entertain a little voyeur inside of
you. Yeah, people are looking for this on my computer.
You know, it's really bad when you're jerking off to Nutella, watching what other people are downloading. That's when you have a fucking problem.
What about security?
Security.
Yeah.
What do you got on your fucking hard drive? That
I know. I didn't know.
I hacked Bert Kirk.
I was asking.
I don't know. You'd have to dissect the program. But this is going to the source code for that.
ICQ, that's the biggest hole. You can throw a cat through that security.
The source code for this is
We're
going to be released. So you can,
tiger here, I
you
believe.
Can analyze this for yourself after the source code's released. But you just have to trust it for now that the people that
it's like seriously,
this, the story behind this. This is the same people who made Winamp. So, but this program got pulled. You're not actually supposed to have this program. Because AOL owns the people who make Winamp, and AOL didn't really like this program very much.
Yeah, it was really brutal.
Yeah, they tried to put the kibosh on this one.
They went, yank, and they did put the kibosh. You can't find it on their webpage anymore.
But
like, it was up
too
there
late.
For 2 seconds. Too late! The internet has taken it, and... What's going on?
Girl on the left just gave a news class where her boyfriend accidentally created a lesbian house of lust and loathing on The Sims.
Do you know that program? It's a program where you control little people on your computer and you build them houses.
Can you turn them into a... Could you make a house of lesbian lust?
Oh, yeah. Throw, like, tons of girls in there and don't put any guys surrounding them and give them, like, tons of amorous qualities and just make them go for it.
Can you watch them?
Can get a patch. You can get a patch so that you can see them naked, but big deal. But they censor it out because they take showers and stuff, and it's like blurry when they come out of the shower and they put on their clothes. It's a very
bullshit. If you're God, I'm sure God. Oh, I'm not even going to go there. I'll go straight to hell.
And what makes you think you're not already?
No, because I'm a righteous person.
So that's the.
You know, it helps if at least you would believe it.
Wow, he almost said it with a straight face. That's great.
Yeah. So that's the cool piece of tech for the week for me.
Those fucking goths, eh, Capone? What do you do?
Goddamn goths.
Goddamn goths. If I catch you with Morticia Adams one more time, so help me God, I'll slap you the fuck out.
So with the 1-800 number...
What's happening with the 1-800
number? What is happening with the 1-800 number?
The 1-800 number story for this week is, I thought it was going to be okay. The beginning of the week, I finally...
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. They told me they fixed it.
It's their fault. Somebody out there.
Gee. I don't know how this goes, but no one believes you.
This week, I finally got a hold of the person. I talked to them. Did I tell you this last week?
No, you
okay.
Didn't.
I finally got a hold of them, and they said, yes, then that's the number I want. They just need confirmation. Yeah, that's the number. So I talked to them on Monday. I said, I'm going to phone this person until they're in. I could get their answer machine all the time, so I finally got them. Yes, I said, that's the number, thank you, do it, give me the number. And they said 5 to 7 working days from Monday. So right now it's like kind of in limbo, maybe it just hasn't gone through. But the message has changed, like I'll phone the 1-800 number now.
We're gonna be...
So this would be the number for 1-800-RANT-RADIO.
It's not 1-800-RANT-RADIO, I wish.
Oh, fuck, that'd be sweet. Incidentally, after this this story is over, we're going to be... I'm going to tell a little...
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number.
I think that's a good sign. I think they messed up the number they forwarded it to. Because that's like a local... This number's not in service. You just dialed the wrong number. It belongs to nobody. So I'm going to phone them on Monday and see if it's gone through and make sure it's to the right number. But it is happening very soon. And the week that it does happen, we're going to have maybe a full call-in... All call-in show, because they can phone in finally.
Now we're gonna tell a little story. Here's
okay.
A funny story, because we were talking about goths, so I think it's time that we tell the prophet scribe and Sean K the fucking man goth pickup story.
Okay.
Oh no.
This is a good story. See, not many people know that way back when. There's a reason why you look on cult and there's clan vampire, which of course is empty right now because we haven't got any goths, but we're gonna get some. We got to get some goths. They're coming.
Should we give them the webpage yet?
What's that? The webpage isn't totally finished yet.
Oh, okay, it's nothing to look at.
But we
okay.
have a webpage that's coming up. I mentioned that in Brainwashing Heavy, which
it's
is kind
of neat.
Which is going to be able to be downloaded for midnight tonight. You can check out sort of what's happening at Cult. Here, he'll put up the fucking link
neat.
Here. Oops. It's neat. It's kind of cool. It's going to get a whole lot neater. But this is just the what's.
They'll
what's
be drooling over this.
All right, so what happened was is that way back when, before Sean K went away and joined the Army, I was a confused little youngster. And that's
up is the word,
that's
I think.
Happy horse shit. I've always had a hard-on for Morticia Adams and that bitch from the Munsters. What's her name? The one that Frankenstein was fucking. What was her name? And Elvira. God damn, I liked Elvira. That's a 14-year-old masturbational fantasy right there. Hey, look at that. Huge jugs, black hair, undead. Fuck yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. It's fucking beautiful.
As a child of the 70s, I have to express a preference for Vampirella.
Yeah, Vampirella
oh,
is pretty
yeah.
good. Like, Plan 9 from Outer Space. That fucking crazy bitch. I mean, goth bitch.
I'm willing
cool.
to go all the way back to Betty Page.
Oh, yeah, wow. But she wasn't really goth.
I like the black
like
hair.
An S&M thing. Anyway, black hair, low-cut tops, spiderweb dresses, looking forlorn. You gotta like it. So this is why I was into this. Oh, yeah, the creepy old guy in the corner. In any case, there was a bar downtown called the Twilight Zone. Nice fucking bar. Good goth bar. And what I used to do is I used to go and get all done up, put on my plum lipstick, put on the white face paint, got the eye show happening, head down with DJ Vortex, and he'd fucking sit there, and myself and Prophet Scribe went downtown, and we're sitting around at this table. Now, Prophet Scribe and I are sitting there, and Prophet Scribe, of course, is, you know, wearing the black turtleneck, looking all kind of cool, and we're sitting there macking in the corner, trying to find some, you know, pussy.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're all sitting there, but the thing is, when you're looking for pussy and you're trying to be a goth guy, you can't look like you're looking for pussy being a goth guy. You got to look like you're perpetually bored, and all you want is clove cigarettes. That's the entire concept, right? And all you need is Aquanet. That's the whole fucking deal. So I'm trying to sit there and look very suave, you know, trying to get my movements all done, doing that bad kind of, you know, cult fucking, not cult like with a K, cult with a C, or, you know, if a 10-ton bus, I'm like Morrissey, really depressed. So we're sitting there, and we look over in the corner, and sure as fuck, there was the guy. Now, you know you go in a bar, and there's always that guy who's too old to be in the fucking bar. You know, he's like,
usually that's me.
He's no, there's like, the guy's too old, and you're like, motherfucker, go back outside, get back in your Camaro, throw your hair over your balding spot, and go home, okay? Listen to some AC/DC at home, for fuck's sakes, all right?
Yeah, nothing wrong with AC/DC.
But the truth of the matter is you sit there, and you're like, this guy had to be like, correct me if I'm wrong here, Scribe, but this motherfucker had to be, like, 55, okay? This guy had to be, like, archaic. And he's wearing, like, leather pants and this leather jacket. Like, motherfucker, he probably was a vampire, okay? And he's sitting there in the corner, like, looking around at all these youngsters. And I'm like, holy shit, man. You are one creepy motherfucker. So we're sitting there, and these two fucking chicks come up, right? And right there, because me and Scribe are good buds, we're trying to, like, What? That creepy old guy's name is Jonathan Gray. He thinks he's a vampire.
In Nashville.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Sorry. In any case, so we're sitting there, and me and Scribe are really good buds, so we start going, and these two chicks come walking up to the table. I don't even remember how the fuck they got up to the how they got up to the table, but they come walking up to the table, and I start going, oh, hi, how are you, blah, blah, blah. You know, suddenly I have a slight lisp, because if chicks think you might be gay, especially in a goth environment, fuck, that turns them right on. You know, it's a, oh, yeah, you got to, right?
It's the challenge.
Yeah.
It's the challenge, right? The challenge.
Well, I don't normally do with girls, but you're really pretty.
But you're really pretty, and you know.
You kind of remind me of
a
guy.
And I like, I used to match the lines.
I don't know if
the
that
lines I used to use on these women. I'd walk up to them and I'd say shit like, you know what, you're really different. And they say, excuse me. I say, you know, a lot of people don't understand goth culture, but I look at you here and you're like, you know, you're like a beacon here in this dark room. I can.
Please
see
tell
you.
Me the shovel woe didn't work.
Oh man,
work.
They used to eat this shit with a fork, man. They couldn't get enough. They were getting like fucking economy size shipments of this stuff. They were going to Costco to buy this shit. Oh yeah, yeah. You know, you're very much. You know, I can see that you've embraced yourself as a person, and you're willing to face the dark body that is within you. Oh, man!
Again, this is why I can't get laid. I'm too honest to myself to say shit this long.
No way, man. I was macking for the blowjob in the alleyway. That's what I was doing. Okay, that was my fucking intent. Anyway, so there's two chicks. God, I hope my wife isn't listening.
Because she knows how.
Fucking
she knows how.
Somebody VNC my computer, see if the webcam has a super shit. Anyway. So it's... Fuck! So, in any case, we go and... These two chicks come up to the table, and they're all cute, and I'm talking. I don't even remember what the fuck I'm talking. I'm just diatribe streaming out of my fucking mouth. And,
like normal.
and Scribe is sitting there. And Scribe wasn't macking, right? Because Scribe was with someone at the time. So he's just kind of sitting there going to play the straight man for me because he wants to see, you know, how the fuck can Sean pull this shit off? This is crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, so after a while, I'm talking. I'm going to go take a piss. When I go take a piss, they go to Scribe, and they say, is he gay? He's so cute. And Scribe looks at him and goes, "There, he's as straight as an arrow." And they're like, "Ee!" And they like all scream and clap their little hands and shit. It was just the most pathetic things you've ever seen in your life. After that, I have no visual recollection of what happened in the rest of the video.
Of course not.
I am absolutely. Oh, do I admit using lines like that? Absolutely. And your boyfriend is using lines like that on you because men lie to women to get what they want. That's what they do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's telling the truth.
That's
the
fucking
wait, I got to sort this out in my head.
I did like 14.
I have no clear recollection of the question which you're asking at this time. She looked 18 to me. She's in that fucking bar. Of course, she's in the bar. She looks 18. She's probably 9. So.
Oh, I can tell a story down that road.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here.
No, let's not talk about fucking minors.
Okay.
And I mean that as something like
idea.
The same way I'd say the goddamn minors. Right.
I think when you get to be our age, when you look at those girls, you go, okay, is it worth 20 years?
No.
Years ooh, that was a nice ass, but not really.
but this is B.C. where 14's legal.
Yeah, 14's legal,
yeah,
and
but
you only
fucking,
get 2 years less
fucking
than
fucking a 14-year-old is like fucking your younger brother. It's a nice piece of ass, but it's simply illegal.
Oh! Get away from me.
Oh!
Yeah, you know it's bad.
Ew,
you know it's bad. Fuck,
ew.
I'm going to hell. I'm probably single. I love you, babe.
I have
home
some
to
questions.
Empty house.
Some people won some prizes on our show. There's 3 people. And I want to know their online names. So whoever won the prizes for the last 3
oh,
weeks.
Oh, yeah. If you won a prize, please contact me.
Well, come on. Tell me what.
Come on. Guys, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Give me my backpack back. Come on, guys.
Okay, that's too high.
Guys.
You got picked on as a child, didn't you?
Me? No, I didn't.
You should have.
Not very much.
Let's make up for
because
it now.
I know their real names, but I don't know who they are on the internet.
I don't know
because I
want to
post them and I want to make sure that they don't.
Who
know
the,
them?
Who's
in
the biblical sense?
I want to know
the
them.
Last week, it wasn't the guy from
the winner last week was a guy from Tennessee.
That helps a lot.
Whose name I'm not going to say out loud, but I have it. I don't have his online name though.
I've got all the stuff over there.
Yeah, because Sim hasn't fucking mailed it because he's homeless. He's homeless?
His home sits this way up.
Wait, I missed the correct consonant by two letters. He's hopeless.
So close.
Because I work every day and I haven't had a chance.
Oh, man!
Okay, false sequence won the tape. Okay,
that's
what I need to know.
Right,
okay.
I won a tape.
And who won the CD? And who won the T-shirt?
What, don't keep track of this shit? You got the show archived, you lazy fuck. Why don't
you
just
come back? I'd have to rewind it.
Fork won the T-shirt.
Fork.
What was that, Sim?
Okay, now who won the CD? That was last week. Who won the CD full of stuff?
That was the guy in Houston.
Yeah.
Kipolinex,
right.
Won the CD.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. We got them all.
Oh, I talked to you last week, Caponex. God damn. Okay, I didn't put those two and two together. That's fucking sweet.
As you can tell, we pay so much attention to what the fuck we're doing.
No, man. Do you have any idea? There's fucking online names. Guys are changing plans like fucking twice a week.
Their real name's different from their ICQ name, which is different than the IRC name, blah, blah, blah. It's so hard to keep track of.
I need it by Friday so I can record porn. I mean, watch it with
my No, you just wanted the videotape, right? A free videotape so you get 120 minutes packed onto
Holy shit, Capone. You are, the way you are in Nashville, you are one bad motherfucker. I would not want to mess with you, son.
Do you live in a bunker?
No.
You should.
Let's hear it for you. You must have fucking balls that clank, buddy.
Wow.
Alrighty.
So what, we got a t-shirt to give away this week.
Yes.
So another
should
t-shirt.
I'm going to cook up a question.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get the t-shirt. So talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves. But we have nothing to say because you've left our presence.
Oh, fuck off. We got lots to talk about. We can talk
Now that he's off the air, we can talk behind his back.
God, he is such a dick.
Oh, I can't believe him.
I've always had sexual fantasies.
So we got an Intel Inside Pentium 3 Xeon processor t-shirt to give away, and we'll all sign it.
How?
I don't know how.
Because, I mean...
No, don't. I wouldn't break them.
I'm not going to break the seal. It's basically pressure
raise.
We won't break the seal.
T-shirt.
It's very cool, actually.
It's very cool. Just leave it like that, Dash.
Somebody freeze-dried.
I'm
going to
put it up on the webcam.
A t-shirt.
Go to www.rantradio.com and
somebody
click on
freeze
webcam
t-shirt
in about 1 second.
Just add water.
Wow. Just wash it. Wash and grow.
Yeah, wow, the perspective's all fucked there.
Wow, it's huge. I hope it fits.
Wow.
Big t-shirt here at the back of it. This is what it'll look like on you.
What size is it really?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Sim, what size is it? Is it medium or large?
This is unknown.
It's a fucking dolly size.
Who knows what this is? And you get some stickers and stuff.
Why don't we
give
away cool prizes like a real doll?
Okay, you come up with the cash for the real doll. And
what would you do with a real doll?
I can think of a few things.
With a real doll? Have you looked at those fucking things?
Yes.
$5,000. You know, that bitch better make me breakfast for $9,000.
For $5,000? never mind what I'd do with $5,000.
Like, $5,000, you could either be the man and get, like, $1,000 a night hooker, or you could go to Thailand and, like, live for 5 years. And a bunch of 12
Actually, years. I had a skanky.
Oh, we're not telling hooker stories.
Skanky looking
Tell me
hooker.
We're not telling
next,
hooker
next
stories.
Week,
no,
next week.
It's radio
sweet. Oh, next week on Rant Radio, skanky hooker stories.
Well, we got to bring the people
sweet
back.
Sweet
it's rating sweet week. Skanky hooker stories next
week. Oh,
by
yes.
Uncle Dax.
Led by Enki.
Skanky hooker stories. I have never, ever paid for sex. Correct.
Wait, you probably have. Did you ever buy someone dinner?
I paid a lot.
What the fuck? I'm still paying. No, but seriously, it's like you don't go and you don't say, listen, bitch, I'll give you $50 for you to suck my dick. Mind you, that's a very honest approach. Never really thought about that.
Skip the dinner. Here's the $50.
Yeah, and are you going to suck my cock or not? that's what I want to know.
So, here's the... woohoo! Yeah, here's the phone number. Here's the intro. We're gonna open the phone lines, and you can win some prizes. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell? Call now.
Please underline anyone you've heard before.
533-9191. Call it right now.
The What the Hell Show is not supported by money-back guarantee since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce...
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio on What the Hell. Who is this?
This is Infaloop.
Infaloop, you haven't won any prizes, have you?
No, I have not.
Excellent. Okay, we have got a question. The question for this week is, who's the annoying listener who's in love with the girl on the left?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
You're the winner! Last week we were so disappointed that the guy from Alaska couldn't get it.
Infaloop, you have to get up and take off your shirt.
Okay.
Do it, do it, do it now. Do it, do it now! Okay, and now you have to jump up and down and clap.
Okay.
Do it.
Do it now.
Are you clapping?
What?
I can't hear you clapping.
Oh. What, clapping?
Yeah, you have to jump up and down. You know those retards on Price is Right when they fucking win shit? They jump up and down and they clap with their shirts off.
What the hell? What the fuck?
Yeah, Sean's being very crazy.
Sean's being nuts.
He's like, Sean's being nuts. I can see you. I'm watching you through your monitor. Now rub your nipples.
Rub your nipples.
Rub them against the screen.
Ignore.
Explain that fucking little roommate. What are you doing, man?
What?
I live in a room without windows in both senses. There is no way anyone could see me in this room without windows.
I see all. All right.
Very cool. So you have something to say to our mass listening audience
before we get your address.
Before we get your address, and
okay.
Sean gets to talk to you, or you get to talk to Sean, whoever you.
Okay. Well, anyways, not much other than the fact that I'm never letting idiots wire something again.
Wire. What
wire
did they wire?
What they wire for?
Okay, well, basically, for a course, I have to wire this stupid board. It's a stupid PDP-8 board. You have to implement some stupid ancient computer using some not-so-ancient parts, and it's pretty much worth, like, a whole whack of marks. And some idiots in my group unwired it and fucked it up.
Ah, so don't trust them again. Do it all yourself, right?
Right. And what's really funny is we're the closest thing Prince George has to a fucking bomb squad.
Uh-oh.
Are you serious?
Serious.
So everyone out there, Prince George is vulnerable to bombs.
Yeah, well, there was a bomb threat a couple weeks ago up at UMBC.
And you were called in.
No, we weren't called in. What they did was, since they don't actually have a bomb squad, what they did is they ran in with the bag, which wasn't actually a bomb, ran it into the parking lot and started shooting at it. There's apparently a LAN party the same weekend, right? So, So what happened was they had to evacuate the entire university, including the LAN party, where basically people just brought in their machines and played stupid video games all weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, so their machines are left inside, and they're all pissed off while watching the cops shoot at this guy's homework.
Jesus Christ.
That's great.
Honestly, the cop shot my homework.
There's an excuse.
The cop shot my homework. What the hell?
Okay, we're going to pass you over to Sean Kay.
Okay.
And say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right, our big winner this week is... Oops, I forgot. Infaloop!
Infaloop!
From Prince George, British Columbia. Just because he's from BC, we show no favoritism, so don't worry about it. So he gets this spanky Intel t-shirt. One from us, and I'll include some two cows money and
we'll
maybe a
it.
Sticker or a stamp or, I don't know, some cool shit. You know.
Something that we can sign.
Something we can sign, some piece of paper, I don't know what. A piece, Sean's hair, so you can clone him? I don't know.
Oh, so great, just we need more than
more
one.
Sean's.
More Sean's, you know.
That's exactly
maybe,
what
maybe,
we need.
Maybe some, like, you know, Sean's shorts or something like that.
Worn or unworn?
No, worn.
Has to be worn.
That's
worn.
Next week's worn prize, Sean Kennedy's... Sean Kennedy's worn shorts,
with
worn
streak.
Underwear, with brown streak. That's
as
your prize.
Give away me.
Give away your underwear.
Your wife might have something to say with it.
Send him to your house. You can't talk to the motherfucker because he's going to be so pissed off when you
uncork that. Yeah, Sean K. Ship.
Fucking wishes.
Ship.
Your own dad.
Ship to you in a crate. Crowbar included.
No, he'll probably be using it himself.
Yeah, breaking out in your house. Is Sean clonable? Maybe. We haven't tried. We can't get close enough.
Actually, unfortunately, actually, he should be because like they've been able to clone lower animals.
Only
right?
Oh, yeah. In England.
Only in England.
They don't let us do it here.
That's right.
Well, they did it with sheep.
So that's pretty much it for this show. We're going to say goodbye to everyone on the IRC.
Goodbye to everyone on the IRC.
No, that's lame. We got to say their name. Who hung on for the 2 hours. Tune in next week. Tell your friends about it. Tell your enemies. Buck X, Emperor Chang, Fault Sequence, Fourier, Mr. Echo, Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Gargoyle, Capone X, Girl on the Left. Thank you for tuning in, then.
We want to
even
see
though you had
here,
homework.
Girl on the Left,
well,
I want you here for the show
not
next
a,
week.
Not if she has a lot of homework, right?
I keep showing up, and I basically have to get up early in the friggin' morning.
True. Hoongan Midget, Infaloop, Ox 64, Carrot. Because that's a carrot. Prophet Scribe, Prophet Shazbort, Rabbi Jacob.
Is and
that,
if,
look,
is that
Rabbi
a denomination?
Jacob.
Rabbi Jacob? No, we have no
rabbi. No rabbi denomination.
I have Rabbi Jacob, though. But Emperor Chang, please email me with that information.
Please.
You fucking make me fucking die whenever I read your emails. You're cracking me up. But I need some non-sarcasm, some straight answers. Because it's like, I'm not joking. Listen to the sound of my voice. And people are like, oh, you're going to beat me up. I'm so afraid. No, really, I'm going to kick your ass. You're gonna say, oh, he's going to kick my ass. Punt.
So it's,
you do it just to see the look on their face.
Introduce them to your favorite game, The Flying R.
The Flying R.
Oh, I love The Flying R.
Wow. Oh, my God. I just quoted American Tail on Rant Radio.
Uh-oh.
At least
it's copyright.
It's not Disney. And they had Jimmy Stewart in one of his last performances before
that's
he
true.
Died. So you can't really fuck
okay,
him. Jimmy
was
Stewart.
Just like dripping in sarcasm there, Emperor.
What's this?
What do you say?
See you next week.
Hold your wad, Sean. I'll get that shit out to you. Hold your wad.
Hold your wad, Sean. Hold my wad. My wad, I can't. Where's Bill Gates?
Big, giant fucking K all over the wall.
That would be, you know what we need? We need a Bill Gates lookalike.
There is one, and he lives in Canada.
Yeah,
he looks really, really close.
The money?
Like, amazingly close. You wouldn't be able to tell.
You know what I'd do if I was him? Fuck, would I move to Seattle? You
yeah.
would never get another parking ticket so long as you fucking live. Excuse me, why don't you leave that car alone? I'll have you fucking killed. Oh, my God, I'm really sorry. Yeah, you are fucking sorry, you broke-ass bitch. I don't hate you because you're a cop. I don't hate you because of any reason. I hate you because you're poor. Fuck, oh, my God.
Or just go party in the nightclubs. No, just partying Bill Gates.
Just so people know.
Just go down to
I have farted so bad.
Where?
I don't think I can stand it just now.
In the kitchen?
No, here. Like while.
Oh, my God.
The screen is going green.
Yes, it's really bad.
Oh,
I'm melting.
My
okay,
eyes,
so,
my
excuse
eyes.
Me, before we leave.
Okay, go around
leave.
The room.
Yes,
goodbye
yes,
from.
Yes, yes.
Bye. From Uncle Dak.
From Uncle Dak.
Bye for no, you don't need to do the camera on the buys, but if you want to.
Well, he gets paid to do that. I mean, he doesn't get paid.
He doesn't get paid
yeah,
to
you
do
don't get paid
oh,
to
hey, Jesus, Sean. God damn!
Hey,
bye,
Fro. I claimed
Uncle
it.
Uncle Dak. Yeah, you did claim it.
Adios.
Bye from Medic there. Gotta say your names. Come on.
I'm so disgusted, I can't even make those sounds.
Oh, please, that's okay.
Break something!
Break something!
From Sean K. to Fucking Man, you all be cool.
Goodbye from Sumerian. Arrivederci.
It's a little late for that, but I smell of it.
And
goodbye
from Kurt. There's his hand.
Hey, there's somebody. Hey, come back here, you.
Hey.
We saw you.
He's.
No, it was her.
He's. Oh, okay. But that's okay. So, till next week, you know, 6 days, 22 hours, same spiel. Tell all your friends. ICQ number 51558 if you want to sign up for the reminder list and things like that. And really, I think we'll have the 1-800 number next week. After
yeah.
4 months of waiting.
Yeah, we'll
see.
When
I fucking
we'll
believe
see.
It.
When we get calls, yes. And I've got, like, intros ready for it already for the past 2 months.
Now you just
got
to get the number.
That's right. So here we are. Goodbye. Later.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.